Hey, what's poppin'? It's the Drew and Mike Show in the DealsInTheD.com studios for Wednesday. And a pretty full house today with myself, Mark. Brandon is back. It's his second day. Maz, Joey. And we're going to get right into Ho Ho Hoey, who, by the way, will have his guitar. I don't know how that's going to sound down the line. Hopefully better than yesterday's interview.
Last time it sounded really good.
I thought it sounded good, too.
Yeah. What was wrong with yesterday's interview?
People complaining they couldn't understand him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just one. Actually, I don't think there's only one email.
There's always one.
That seems to be the case. I'm not sure. Is that a big problem? I understood him. Between his accent, it wasn't the best phone line, but
It
could have been better. Okay. Meanwhile, you always hear our friends and studio sponsors, Zot Ford and DealsInTheD.com, talk about their fabulous new car deals. Maz and Gabar want to remind you that Zot Ford in Holly has some ridiculous deals on pre-owned car, trucks, and SUVs, too. Plus, with the power of DealsInTheD.com, you have almost 300 premium pre-owned vehicles to choose from. All their pre-owned vehicles go through a comprehensive inspection and certification process. Maz, you oversee that process.
I do. I looked at it one yesterday, as a matter of fact.
This is to assure all Zot customers are getting the ultimate value to go along with their unmatched customer experience. So slide over to DealsInTheD.com and pick out the new or pre-owned vehicle of your dreams. Then go see the soft one himself, Tom Mazaway. You won't be sorry. There's someone softer in the news, in my opinion.
That's good. Ask for Darren while you're there. Darren, I'll take care of you.
Wait.
He's our used car manager.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He'll make sure you get well taken care of.
All your boy T-Maz ready to step up to the mic. Sounds like it's time for a
shout out.
He sold a car.
I swear.
It's your birthday.
Darren.
You're a celebrity. How's your grandma?
I swear.
You're related. You're not related. He just met you. You like Seinfeld. You like big girls. Too Mandy Moore.
Girls.
You sent a t-shirt. Who's gonna ship it? It's not a sports podcast.
I didn't know Brandon even know we had that in the
Well, it could have come from two different places.
That's right. It could have come from one. I will shout out the guy from yesterday, Todd.
All your boy T-Maz ready to step up to the mic. Sounds like it's time for a
shout out.
He sold a car.
Todd.
It's your parents.
Todd Fleming.
You're a celebrity. Tell your grandma.
Hey, Todd brought his mother-in-law in to buy a car for me.
Don't shout out to his mother-in-law for crying out
loud. Well,
she
bought the car. She came from...
I know,
listen,
then don't shout out Todd.
Wait, who did?
But she came from Port Hope. Joanne Getz came from Port Hope.
Joanne Getz. Step up to the mic. It's time for a...
shout out.
I'll never get through Dr. Roche. And the busy holiday season at the offices of Dr. Greg Roche and his fine staff there.
Shout out Dr. Roche.
Shout out to Tracy. Shout out to Bonnie. Shout out to all the fine people that work there. Take care. They do a lot of the work, too. Unless it's, of course, the surgeries, and that's what people are busily making appointments for because they want to use their time off to get through their breast implants or their liposuction.
Those breasts before Christmas.
Or they want to do, maybe they get breasts for Christmas. And they do have gift certificates, too, if you want to. Gift them tattoo removal. Gift them fillers and Botox. Gift them anything from Dr. Roche. They do it all. So anyway, yeah, and it's been body tight all year. You can gift them body tight. Tighten up that stomach. Stomach tight. Boob tight. Everything tight. Arm tight. Or maybe some fat transfers. It's also the year of fat transfer. Boy, it's the year of everything, isn't it? Call for a consult.
Can they transfer it to another person?
No, no. Well, that would be nice.
It would.
No, I think your own fat. They do fat transfer to boobs.
I'd put
now.
Joey right next to me. I would just sit him on one part.
Hey, we're doing tits.
Send it right over to him.
248-338-1110. 248-338-1110 for a consult. Look at the great pictures at www.droche. And we're waiting, Gary. Ho, ho, hoey.
Serious Issue Shell thought.
Yeah.
So the George Bush lying in state is airing on C-SPAN continuously. No, mm-hmm. No.
Why do you have C-SPAN on then?
Huh?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Huh?
What? Nothing. I thought you were going to complain that they were just having
no,
it on.
No, I was going to say that there's a very attractive, I think it's a member of the military, I want to say Air Force, who if you got her out of that uniform would be pretty hot. Did you see her?
Oh. No, I have not.
Let me back it up to when they did the changing of the guard, which they do far too often.
The line is fascinating, though.
I mean, I can't stop watching it, Drew.
I don't know. How can watching people line up to pass a president's casket be so interesting?
But I'm not going to any depressing shit like that. Too sensitive.
Bob Dole got out of his wheelchair.
I didn't know Bob Dole was alive
Bob Dole. I just did a Bob Dole Kennedy impersonation by accident.
Bob Dole there.
It's a very intriguing cross-section of people that go see someone lie in state or repose.
I'm quite amazed that there's this many members of the public who actually go, I've got to take a couple hours off to go stand in line to go past President Bush's casket.
I think Aretha might have had a better crowd.
Oh, she's very pretty.
Although, man, her eyebrow game is strong.
I like eyebrows.
That's a strong eyebrow.
Oh, you could never outstare her, Mark.
No, I wouldn't be able to take it.
What are you going to do, better eyebrows?
Where is she? We're going to get a better view?
Well, I thought we... Yeah, there she is.
There she is. Wow, she looks kind of zombie-like the way she's walking.
Well, she's...
You could have her.
I'll take her.
All right.
She's not big enough for you?
No. Like I said, I like all sizes.
This is definitely a serious issue, Shallow Thoughts.
I know. Well, they showed her. I'm like, I bet you that chick's pretty cute.
Yeah, she is.
Now, you know, flags are at half mast, but you have to do for 30 days, you have to have the flag at half mast. Did you notice that?
No, I didn't. What if it's 32 days? No, you're getting trouble?
Well, that's up to you, but you want to have your
flag. Are you patrolling?
I patrol the Zot lot, and we had to lower our flags yesterday.
Can I ask why?
Chaz, by the way, did it.
Why is the post office off tomorrow?
Yeah.
Why are the courts off tomorrow?
Damn morning.
Well, I don't have the day off. Do you have the day off?
It's Christmas holiday. How could they be off?
Donald Trump declared it, though.
But aren't those holidays kind of stupid? Like, oh, I see. So those people, they have a Bush event to go to, so they can't go to work?
Post office. They
just get a day off.
They got to go see him lying in state.
It is a former leader. There's only a few of them left.
Well, so then why aren't we all off?
Why is St. Clair Shores off?
Why is the market off?
Why is 4880's post office off? They're not going to go to Washington, D.C.
Exactly. I don't get it. I'm not
going to close the D.C. ones. That's fine.
If you're taking the day off, more power to you. It's not up to you anyway. It's not your fault. I'm just saying, I don't know. It's kind of ridiculous. I remember when Evan Meekum, I was in Arizona, and he was against the King holiday, and of course he's a terrible racist, and he was not the greatest guy. He's not my favorite person by any means, but his point was, this is just gonna be a holiday for state employees. It's gonna cost the state X amount of dollars, and the state was not, I think maybe we were in tougher economic times, and it was true, although now everyone does have that holiday off, which is surprising. I mean,
why not?
God forbid we have another day off in this country.
You need a day off in January. It's a good thing.
No, it is. The King holiday has come in very handy. I just don't spend a lot of time on Dr. King that day. I'm sorry to say.
Well, I went to the Knicks and Bulls on Dr. King Day back in the early 90s. The Trent Tucker game, they call it. That changed the clock.
Wait, was there even the King holiday in the early 90s?
Yeah, it was the King holiday.
You got the day off in the early 90s? Mm-hmm. Where were you working?
I don't remember. It was a restaurant.
A restaurant
closed.
Maybe I just took off.
Sure, you were working.
I had Knicks Bulls tickets, and I went to an afternoon.
It's really
game
the
at the
story
garden.
Here. It has nothing to do with taking a day.
But
off.
Trent Tucker, remember the shot that beat the Bulls?
Yeah, it's not a sports podcast.
That's
a,
it's
a very obtuse sports reference.
But it was
you want
on
to talk
Martin
about Urban
Luther
Meyer
King day.
Retiring. I
well,
think
we are
going to
talk
worthy.
About that.
But Trent Tucker hitting a shot? No,
it changed the clock in sports forever.
Nobody cares.
Okay. I just wanted to bring it up.
If it was a sports show, I think we could spend 10 minutes
on it. It was on Martin Luther King
Day. I don't really think a sports show would spend 10 minutes on it.
Probably not.
Knicks won that game by two, by the way. I had great seats for that game. I was behind the bench.
It ain't all about you, sweetheart.
Patrick Ewing.
That sound effect is fantastic.
Mark Jackson.
I don't know why. Oh, boy. Okay, so Ho Ho Hoey, is it Callahan's? I think it's Callahan's Blues Bar? It's in Auburn Hills? Callahan Music Hall? Okay, Auburn Hills. I don't believe I've been to Callahan's Music Hall, but if Gary Hoey's playing there, it's got to be pretty cool. As Ho Ho Hoey, you should be a fan of Ho Ho Hoey, man.
I looked him up today. I was doing a little bio research on him.
What'd you learn?
He's a top 100 guitarist of all time.
What number is he?
I don't know the exact number.
Is that Ho Ho Hoey?
He is in the top 100.
It is?
So is this.
Usually his songs rock a little harder. This is Hoey.
Well, I think he duetted it with a guy.
Stroke my, oh, yeah. Oh, is that Gary?
Gary picking up the microphone? I've never really heard him sing, so
it was
him
and Ozzy.
It was just a gig. The guy needed a guitarist for one night.
No, that's Ho Ho Hoey.
This is the Grinch.
Good. So good.
Did you see the new Grinch, by the way?
No, I didn't. There's a new Grinch?
Yeah, there's a new Grinch in the movie theaters. Mark, do I really upset you that much that you have to put your head down?
No, I've seen the movie, and I didn't even want to answer the question because I didn't want to know where it went.
Oh, boy.
You're getting a call, Drew.
Have you seen it, Tom?
No, not yet.
Then why did you want to know?
I'm just interested to see if you guys saw it. Maybe you took Charlotte.
I did, and how does that mind work?
Oh, so you did take her.
Yeah.
How was it?
It's fine.
Okay. I'm looking forward to going.
Wait, you're going and you're not going with kids?
I'll probably take the kids.
Out of the theaters already?
It's been there for a month. No, it's been there for a week.
2 weeks. No, because I went on the second week, and that was 2 weeks ago. So it's been there a month.
Fine.
November 9th, I think it came.
Okay, good. Fine.
It's not even in the theaters anymore. You just heard Grinch and there was a new one.
Looking forward to seeing it. Looking forward to seeing it on Netflix then.
It's basically
taking the place of Friends.
Basically a shout out for the Grinch.
There is, well, he is one of my faves. Boris Karloff.
Jesus Christ.
Remember the original group? Boris Karloff.
Boris Karloff. That's going back a ways.
He's the original. Oh, boy.
Oh, God, I hope Brandon wraps up his pre-interview with Hoey quick.
It's amazing when Brandon screens people. It's a powerful screening process. Nobody's ever gotten through.
You know what I noticed about Brandon today?
Oh, no.
He's wearing dress shoes today.
What?
Yeah, he's wearing dress shoes.
Yeah, I am.
I heard him clicking before I looked back, and I'm like, that's Brandon.
The reason
he's
being
he's got out of tap class.
Lift him up. Let me
look
see.
Good.
You're in loafers.
See?
What's happening is my sneakers got covered in shit.
Oh, good.
And I already took my hose off, so sneakers. I couldn't.
That is great.
I like the sock choice with those. That's a cool look.
Brandon, let me see your socks.
I love that line. I already took my hose off.
He's got the Argyle socks on. You guys looking good.
You could reconnect the hose.
Work a Zod Ford with that look.
I know, it's just gorgeous.
Goddamn shoes.
I'll take care of it. I got bad news, guys.
What?
I got bad news. Gary hurt his knee.
What?
He's going to go into the hospital or the doctor appointment and take care of his knee today, so he wants to reschedule for tomorrow.
Goddamn shoes.
Okay, that's
all right. I'm sure Trudy would
appreciate
it.
Tom did all that research.
I information dumped anyway. I'm out of stuff. I was going to ask about what he thought of Steve Lukather, and that was it for me. That would be it for me. Can you make sure to ask him that tomorrow?
He would have an opinion on Luke.
Okay. Brandon did ask him, and he said he never met him.
Bullshit.
Brandon's got the gray and black checked socks.
It's an Argyle, Drew.
That's a good look.
It's an Argyle.
That's right. Thank you, man.
You're welcome.
We are those
fashion help always.
Rob Kardashian branded socks?
That's the only kind I buy. I got to support him since his family won't.
In a way, I'm glad because we can plug Gary today, have him on tomorrow, and plug him again. And I hope he has a great crowd at Callahan's Music Hall in Auburn Hills on Saturday. And we may have another event to plug that night, too. But I don't think they compete with each other. Brian Vander Ark?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Callahan's on South Boulevard between Opdyke and
getting Christ. Brian on again, huh?
Yeah.
Nice.
He's playing Royal Oak Music Hall?
Yep, Music Theater, yeah, on 4th.
Music Theater, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what the event is. It's a charity event, and I don't know, but it's Brian Vander Ark, so who cares? You're helping a charity and seeing Brian. It's Verve Pipe. Isn't it Verve Pipe?
It is
yeah,
Verve
that's
Pipe.
Great.
I bet you he knows the band from Grand Rapids. Your boys from Grand Rapids.
Grand Rapids?
Yeah. I heard that. What band from Grand Rapids? Are you talking about
the Led Zeppelin?
Are you talking
guys.
About from Frankenmuth? You're talking about Greta Van Fleet?
Yeah, Greta Van Fleet.
You were close, but we knew what you're saying.
I thought it was from Grand Rapids.
It's close enough.
Ah.
You know why? Because Greta Van is like a Dutch name, Van Fleet.
Oh, Vander Ark.
Yeah, Vander Ark.
We interviewed the woman who was the inspiration for the name.
You did.
Thanks for listening.
We're here.
What was her name?
Greta Van Fleet.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
It even aired twice because we used it as a best of.
I don't think Maz remembers that.
Would you like a cashew?
You got to start listening to the show, dude.
What in the hell is going on here?
Can we put a mask on him so he can't look around at things?
Did you see that show? The new show that's coming out.
Christ.
What show?
Hey, it's the holiday season. Where it's the holiday season where people and families come together and wishes come true. It's why Hoop McInerney Star Lincoln celebrates the season by hosting the annual Lincoln Wishlist Sales Event at Star. The amazing prices will make America's premier luxury car feel like it's our gift to you. They have the sporty MKC, the brand new Lincoln Nautilus.
Hey, I saw that the other day.
The Nautilus? It's pretty sharp, isn't it?
No, oh, I saw the Navigator.
You mean the 2018 North American Truck of the Year?
It is good looking.
The Navigator's badass. I like them all, though. And I'm not just saying that because I drive an MKZ from Star, but I love Lincolns. Uh-huh. It's a line of SUVs that. Why are you so down on Lincoln? Because you don't sell for them?
No, I'm not down on them at all. You see my jacket. I have a Lincoln jacket.
It's a very condescending,
It was condescending to you.
Oh, okay, that's fine. I'll take all your condescension.
What did I miss? There's another controversy. I just went up to get a Coke.
I was talking about the line of Lincoln cars, and I said I like them all. And he's just, very dismissive.
Don't start fighting with me. No,
I
was talking.
I said I like the Navigator. It's very nice looking. That's all I said.
They're only our most important new advertiser.
And I was just saying I like all
allowing
the
us to keep stay alive through 2018.
Staying alive, like Travolta.
Tis the season where Detroit's most accommodating and knowledgeable sales team connect you to the car of your dreams. Just call Jimmy D at 855-567-STAR. Email him jimmyd@starlincoln.com. Be a part of the Lincoln legend. Come see Star's beautifully remodeled showroom, the perfect environment to shop, test drive, and then take home the Star of American Luxury Cars. The Lincoln Wishlist Sales Event is going on right now. It's going to end January 2nd at Star Lincoln at 12 and Telegraph in Southfield.
All righty. Boy, I'm just reading an email from our marketing people. Can you please up my permission to admin so I can make some changes to the Facebook community? It's required for what we're doing. This has become quite a job.
Who's your marketing people? I didn't know you had any marketing people.
Yeah, that's the marketing department.
Oh. Is that the same department as like the mail department?
No.
No, that's a different,
it's a different department.
Yeah, that needs some staffing help.
I do.
There is a problem with one of the merchandise items.
What?
And it was not our fault. Of course, I want to make that clear as day that it's not our fault, but the pom-pom beanies.
Oh.
They said they were in stock, and they're not in stock. So Joe has to call everybody that ordered one and tell them.
That is bull.
Either refund money or offer something else.
I was going to use them to shovel.
What?
Well, we have other winter hats.
Is there someone in the merch department we can blame for this?
You can blame the company that makes the hats.
Let's blame Joe.
Wait, but they're supposed to be able to provide us however many are ordered. I mean, it's not like 10 million were ordered.
I said, they claimed it was a, this is my favorite new excuse, a glitch in the system. And I heard that, and I said, is this glitch mean that maybe they have somebody that they do bigger orders with more often that wanted them instead of us?
Makes me wonder.
Of course.
That's a good excuse. That's the only excuse we'd accept.
That's got to be it.
Is this the same company that does all our merch?
No.
It's not. Okay.
No, they just do a handful of the items that we
that
order.
That pom-pom beanie looked great, too.
Awesome.
Has Joe threatened them with... I don't know what we can threaten them with. What can we threaten them with?
I don't know.
Not buying from them again, which they'll say, okay, because we don't have any merchandise.
Was but that a popular? Else, I wonder how many of those were ordered.
There's a good amount.
Oh, fuck.
I know.
Oh, can they switch to another hat?
That's what he's going to have to email everybody.
There's only one pom-pom beanie.
Morasso said he will eat some of the administrative costs involved.
Hey, Whitey, where's your hat?
I was like, thank you, Morasso Media.
Oh, my God.
When's Joey's wife having a baby?
What a nightmare.
When's Joey's wife's baby coming?
February 12th.
Oh, love February birthdays.
Isn't that your birthday?
February, yeah. That's Lincoln's birthday.
The 12th?
You know what?
The 12th of
February. Why do you love birthday? 18th. Why do you love February birthdays?
I'm a February baby.
I thought it was the 12th. That's why I totally made that up. I was trying to pick Tom's birthday so he could say it's my birthday. Mark.
My birthday is in October, but I don't love October birthday. I like my birthday.
October's the best month of the year.
I don't care about anyone else's birthday.
October's the best month of the year.
In fact,
to him,
if it's someone else,
I don't care.
If it's someone else's birthday, I'd rather not know.
Okay.
It only takes attention away from my birthday.
Understood.
Yet another amazing declaration. Why is October the best month of the year?
It's just my favorite month. It's got all the sports culminating, and it's the best weather, everything. Everything about
sports is culminating besides baseball.
Well, baseball's got the World Series. Football's really rounding into shape. Basketball starts.
Rounding into shape.
I mean, you love April, too?
April's great. Opening day.
It's April in the D, that magical month when the Pistons, Red Wings, and the Tigers are all playing at the same time.
What month do you not like?
Yeah, what's the worst month?
I don't like winter, but, you know, what are you going to do?
That's not a month.
Worst month, I guess, would probably be. I don't like to say it because, you know, it's your birthday month. January is not my favorite month.
I know Mark's very hurt by that.
But January has the NFL playoffs.
I know, but it doesn't have the Super Bowl.
It has the NFL playoffs. College basketball is rounding into shape. Hockey's rounding into shape.
College basketball rounds into shape at the beginning of March. That's when college basketball counts. Other than that, you could have it.
Hey, since we were talking about podcast business amongst all the myriad of other topics, the pom-pom thing is total disaster. My day is beyond repair. But this whole business of downloads and half downloads.
Yeah.
We don't really need. Do we need someone else to audit to figure out our numbers? I mean, Google should be pretty damn good, right?
Mm-hmm. I could chip in if you need. Google, if you need me to help out.
No,
something I could do to try to help out.
Yeah. Can you sit and count every download?
Yeah.
No, I'm just so livid about this business. The idea that we are getting half credit for a download for someone who listens to 2 hours.
Oh.
Because, and again, it seems to me like it's a whole, it's sort of a gaming of the system. Like, hey, do a short podcast and you get more complete listens.
We could do 8 15-minute podcasts a day.
Well, and people are doing that.
I know. It's
Adam Crow. How many does Adam do a day, Joe?
He splits his one into two now.
Yeah.
His main show's two. It's all
maybe split it into two podcasts. That's the way to do it, then.
Remember the old part one, part two routine?
Yeah.
No. Which was not, the audience did not care. Why would the audience prefer it in two different podcasts? Doesn't make any sense. It's the same show.
Yeah.
So.
What's Ron Burgundy going to do?
Yeah, Ron Burgundy is doing a podcast. That's in Brandon's prep today, by the way.
It is.
Gabara told me about that today because he's like, you know.
He's reading Brandon's prep.
You know, he's in with the iHeart people, and the iHeart people are excited.
It's just a 12-episode. Type program, though. Huh. But it'll get a lot of hits because people love that character.
You got in a fight with Don Lemon on Twitter.
Ooh.
Ron Burgundy. It's pretty serious.
Did you watch...
hope he's okay.
Did you watch 2020?
2020 on Friday?
Friday, yeah.
What was it about?
This guy and lady, they were home, and next thing you know, the guy's bound and murdered, and she's found bound, almost passed out, and she blacked out while he was being murdered.
Fake!
Well, they busted her. They... got her, I think they convicted her. I was kind of half paying attention.
There's a lawnmower again.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Doing it right in the window.
It was probably blowing your leaves.
Yeah.
That's good. Those are the good old days. Those were the 105.1 days. Sports radio.
I couldn't focus on the X's and O's of the 2020 because a podcast got this lady exonerated, really. And... boy, does this guy that does the podcast love himself. And I couldn't stop focusing on the podcast aspect of it because I didn't know what he had to do with the story and why he was even there until it turns out in the end.
Is he a true crime podcaster?
He is, yeah. Okay. He's based out of Michigan, I think on the west side.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, the true crime podcast's unbelievable.
But it's one of those things where they keep showing him in his studio, potting things up and down. I'm sitting there going, that's not how.
Fake! Oh, like he has millions of drops.
He also said, okay, we're hot.
Before he started.
Okay, we're hot.
Oh, he's in. I'm in chair one, so bring up mic one, please.
It's so trite. It's so stupid, but when I see stuff like that.
Oh, boy. I know. Really? Think of all the radio people.
Gotta do sound check. Check, check, check. One, check, check. Sibilance. Check, check, check. Two, sibilance.
It actually is a pretty successful podcast. I don't know how many half downloads he gets.
Probably none, because it's probably 40 minutes. But, I mean, honestly, everything about this business says we should do 40 minutes a day.
Yeah.
And if we did less, we'd do better. The less minutes you do, the more download credit you get.
Yeah.
And, you know, you listen to a lot of podcasts. How long are most of them?
Most of the ones I listen to, either 26 to about 45 minutes in that area.
Now, can I be honest with you?
Please be honest with us, man. I didn't realize you were ever dishonest.
I'm not. But personally, I do like the shorter the better in anything.
So, in other words,
you've never even given this show a shot.
Yeah, I do.
You've never listened.
Of course I do. Come on, guys.
So, do you like it less?
No one roots for you guys more than I do.
If something's too long, you like it less.
I like shorter the better. Yes.
But what about
I like shorter stories? Like if I see a Sports Illustrated story,
the show's
I don't want to flip the page 15 times. I want to flip it 3-4 times and I'm done. I don't want long
But the
stories.
Show is not a story. It doesn't have a beginning and
I
an
understand.
End. It has multiple parts.
You could
listen to our show right now, for example. This topic's about to end. You could end right now.
I'd prefer to know that I did the whole thing. I went the whole way.
A man of conviction.
I'd like to go the whole way with you. I just don't want to go 2-3 hours.
Well, you know.
TV show, a TV movie. A movie, if I see it's 90 minutes, I'm like, I dig that movie. If I see it's 2 hours, 2.5, I'm like, all right.
Oh, have you ever binge watched anything?
Yeah, that's different. That's different.
Why is that different?
Because you're hooked in, and you could see it and take it all the way to the end.
So you're basically saying that this podcast doesn't hook anybody in
that's
for the
not,
full.
That's completely 28,000 people in
that's
every day.
Completely
full list. There's 96,000 that doesn't hook
to
in
a
all
TV
the way.
Show.
Why not? You just compared it to a movie.
It's not. I'm just talking about time only. I'm talking about time only.
What?
Hey, look, I like the shorter the better. That's just me.
So if this was 20 minutes, you'd be more fired up?
I'd listen every single day if it was 20 minutes.
Why can't you listen every single day for 20 minutes?
Because by the time I get to work, you guys still got another hour and change to go.
Well, then you can listen to another 20 minutes and pretend it's a new one.
Until you finish the show.
Correct. Then I'd be late. Later.
Couldn't you listen to the same podcast and just pause it? And eventually finish it?
I guess you could, but you know what? Old news is old news.
Well, I'm starting to subscribe to the theory that it should be shorter because it would only benefit us. We'd be able to charge more money. Yeah. We could, which seems insane to me. If we do all the ads in the first hour, then what the fuck does it matter? You're getting it in. You're getting
it's
them
bonus
in.
Anyway.
The people that are there for an hour, they all hear it. Most people will hear it because I don't think many people listen less than, say, 40 minutes. That would be a very, in my opinion. Mm. I don't know. Maybe I don't know the audience as well as I think I do, but
podcast
I think most.
Time.
How was the radio
the
audience?
And a perfect business plan. Give our show away for free and tell no one how to find it. Ready?
In other words, the first commercial we run. Everyone who downloads a show at all hears it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the 96,000 partial and the 28,000 full. We only get credit for the 28,000 full.
Yeah, it's a
ridiculous
model.
We get half credit. For, I know, it's insane.
It's a model based on the fact that only podcasts, when they started, they were only about 45 minutes. So that's the model they decided to go with, but it penalizes everybody else.
Well, it also has
45 minutes.
In my opinion, it has to do with the fact that no one pays for podcast ratings, so there's no rating service that wants to be kind. They'd rather, in fact, when I found out, I'm trying to remember, two people have told me this, that Nielsen is involved in the way podcast ratings were determined. Nielsen makes no money, so wouldn't they be inclined? First of all, I think they have a conflict of interest because they're paid by radio and television, they give them 15 minutes for 5 minutes. If you listen to three radio stations,
such high ratings.
If you listen to three radio stations for 5 minutes, they each get 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So why are you having a podcast?
Well, they're in bed with radio, so they're punishing the podcast.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Pretty simple.
And I think when it comes to podcasts, they'd rather serve the majority of short ones. So it's, you know. They kind of work in cahoots.
I don't think are there many daily? How many daily podcasts are there?
There's not many.
Yeah.
There really isn't.
There's The Daily from New York. Was that the New York Times?
There's a daily Detroit podcast, too.
Yeah, those are the short ones. Those are, you know, quick 15 minutes. Here, this is what you need to know today.
Speaking of a great podcast to listen to.
Yeah.
You listen to the 30 for 30s?
I have not.
So the last two, one was about... The loophole that got what's his name? Hideo Nomo.
Oh yeah.
First Japanese player to come
over. Who's also on our show for
that's right.
For the All Star game.
To talk to Keisha. it's a really good one if you care about sports. I know Tom it's probably
he talked to Kirby Puckett actually.
Oh, that's right.
I'm sorry, I don't speak Japanese.
It was so ridiculous.
That one's 43 minutes, but the one after that is called what's it called? Ricky Won't Quit. It's all about Ricky Henderson playing
in
that league on the West Coast when he's 45. And it makes me love him even more than I already
did. And 33 still.
And he's interviewed throughout it. It's just, it's really great.
What percentage of tenses does he get right?
Oh, the usual 10% is correct.
The Baseball Writer Association of America, Commission of Baseball. I also want to thank the memo to all my beautiful and intelligent daughter. So she chose it, baseball. I guess mom, you knows best. Wow. Several of my high school friends, A-run score after my first 10 game, 25-run score, and 33 steal. My first year in the minors league helped me develop my skill. I receive a call in front of my family and friend, John Morris of the San Diego Padre, and the other general manager and owners of Major League Baseball team.
I don't remember when he broke the record for career steals and he gave a speech on the field.
And 33 steal.
They played a clip of it in that podcast and he's like, whose record did he break?
Lou Brock, I believe.
Lou Brock was the greatest. Today, Ricky is the greatest. that's your speech.
Wow.
I love him. He might be one of my favorite athletes of all time.
What a character.
He was awesome.
He's a good guy.
He's a good dude. He could hit home runs. He could steal. A great leadoff. Do you want to see Mr. Podcast from 2020?
What's Mr. Podcast?
The guy, who was on Why I Was Distracted About the Murder on 2020, the podcast guy. It's on the TV.
Yeah, yeah.
It's on the TV if you want to pot it up, Brandon. There you go.
1,000 miles away from Sandy and Jim Melgar's Houston area
Those
home,
the people that were murdered.
Here in the small town of Bridgman, Michigan, where violent crimes are, ironically, few and far between, most mornings you can find true crime podcaster Bob Ruff pumping iron in his basement gym.
Exactly.
Do you really have to tell them that he lifts weights? He couldn't just say, yeah, I do a podcast? Become part of that?
Why do we have to watch a video of him lifting weights?
And why is there the Constitution tattooed on his arm?
He had nothing to do that day.
Sandy and Jim Melgar's Houston area home here in the small town of Bridgman, Michigan.
Where
violent crimes
are,
ironically, few and far between. Most mornings you can find true crime podcaster Bob Ruff pumping iron in his basement gym.
What?
But later, Ruff can be found giving his gray matter a workout in his backyard studio as he and his producer Mike.
I brought this up to you guys probably 2 months ago, this particular podcast, and asked if should we interview this guy.
Him?
And I never heard back from you guys.
That guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why is he doing interviews?
Well, he wasn't. I was going to reach out to them because I heard about this podcast. This true crime.
Well, can I at least see what he does before I decide?
Well, now it's ruined because he's a weightlifter. And, you know, now that kind of ruins everything.
I kind of want to ask him about that.
I'm glad I have more information to base my decision on.
Okay. Just wanted to check.
Are you saying that Tom didn't provide enough information with the interview pitch?
Possibly.
No, you guys very rarely write me back. That's my
few
point.
And far between,
weak pitch.
Most mornings you can find true crime podcaster Bob Ruff pumping iron in his basement gym. But later, Ruff can be found giving his free
matter
workout in his backyard studio.
Welcome, NBI Studios.
As he and his producer, Mike Bussing, puzzle over the subject of their latest podcast episodes, the Melgar case.
This studio's not sponsored.
We began
like this
season with a story, because that's all we had.
Remember, it was on an afternoon just before Christmas 2012 that 52-year-old Jim Melgar was found brutally stabbed to death in the bedroom closet of his suburban Houston home.
Luckily, Detective Carrizal must have thought they at least had an eyewitness. Sandy
had
survived.
Hey, that's quite a voice you've got there. You ever think about doing radio?
Defenders who had tied
her
up.
Got a windscreen,
that's
nice. And
that's where things really began to break bad for Sandy Melgar.
Just hours after her husband's body was discovered, Sandy Melgar finds herself face-to-face with two detectives.
We'll start from the morning.
Hey, you don't need to see anymore.
I want to see it.
Where are we at? Yes.
In my closet.
During her two-hour police interview, Sandy seems dazed and distraught. In an unsteady voice, she relays what she says happened that fateful night, the anniversary celebration dinner at a Mexican restaurant, and then the stop at a CVS drugstore to buy some drinks.
Sounds like one sexy night.
Their zesty Mexican margaritas and bean burritos will have you heading south of
the
border.
Undressed,
adios, everyone.
Got into the jacuzzi for their romantic candlelit interview.
Yeah, they're about to fuck.
So she gave him one last bang?
They had dinner. The food didn't matter.
I don't know. I couldn't pay attention after seeing the podcast guy pump iron.
Any disagreement?
Sometime after midnight, Sandy tells detectives that her husband heard their dogs barking.
I mean, this makes no sense.
And got out of the jacuzzi to let them inside.
It was taking a while, so I got out and was going to get dressed.
Is that Bill?
Change in my closet.
Yes.
And I went in there and I started to change. That's all I remember until I woke up.
As incredible as it may seem, even though her husband was brutally murdered just 30 feet away
while
from her,
while she was changing,
Sandy says
her husband was murdered.
No, she was bound. She blacked out.
She blames her mind's blank slate on her epilepsy, saying she must have had a seizure.
Fake. No, I'm still sleeping.
I love it when
I know the story.
Widows come up with an excuse while they're being interviewed.
I know.
They always have all the answers, a la Bob, Big Bob.
Did you see they had the Chris Watt audio of when he came back?
You're lying scum.
He came back from burying his daughters and his wife, and the police were there. His neighbor had filed a missing persons report.
Yeah.
And they had the little video of him showing the cops through the house.
Yeah.
I don't think they were arresting him, were they? Weren't they just showing him through? Wasn't he just showing
him
through
the
house?
Oh, when she was first declared. The new one today is him being arrested, the new video. They keep trickling out new stuff every day. But I did see when he was taking him through the house.
Yeah, that was on Daily Mail today. And he was like, they were like, does she usually make this bed? And he's like,
I'm just so worried about her. I think that's one of the things he said.
He seemed to me like he was just having a gas, showing like he was showing the house to somebody.
Yeah, well, that's the arrest.
It was weird.
Yeah, when he takes him through the house.
So can you check that on Daily Mail, Brand Dunn?
Oh, it's this one, right? Yeah.
It's
That's it, yeah. That's the one.
Is it 8 minutes or something?
Yeah, that's the one.
Get it to open.
Yeah, the volume was low on my phone, too.
How in God's name did he
does the audio for these people?
I didn't think he's going to... The police?
Yeah, you're right.
Their audio. You know, do you think right now he's like, I'm going to get away with it?
What's this door right here go to? It's locked. Do you have a key for it?
Well, they're asking a lot of questions.
Ha! You're busted, buddy! I'm a cop!
Who laughed?
I don't know.
That's bright.
Yeah, no, so you normally keep
it. Oh, because it's a purple bathroom.
Yeah. They would go in there, they'd be in soap. Like last time we had Vaseline everywhere. Yeah. So that was not fun.
So does she normally make the bed?
I even think you'd be a little more distraught.
No, not okay.
This all looks normal to you. Does it look like he just killed three people. Mm-hmm. His two kids as well.
There's another video of him at the...
We like call the police department and ask them to increase their reward level.
We don't wake up till they wake up.
This might be the worst video ever made.
Pretty bad.
It's
this is pretty much the worst video ever made.
Oh, don't they have editing software?
Like anyone can even know that.
Yeah, he said he did.
The Colorado Police Department
said
that.
We're going to try. All right.
He sure isn't too upset.
No, he's totally fine.
Why are they standing there?
This is the worst video. This is clogging up the internet.
Who was she supposed to go to?
Mm-hmm.
When did she tell you that?
This morning.
He is going from one leg to the other, kind of his weight going back and forth.
Hey, everybody grieves differently.
Does that show that he's guilty, by the way?
That's how a murderer grieves, apparently, yeah.
How a murderer grieves.
Not even a murderer, he's a monster.
His arms are crossed, too. Defensive posture.
Killed his little girls.
I know, it's...
You can do that now.
I should be hung.
As far as like walking through fields and stuff like that, I
know. No, I mean like a hospital.
You can do that
anywhere. This is the worst.
It's a nice house.
Yeah, he couldn't afford it, right?
Not real. Although, way without the wife and kids, he thought he could.
Well, he's banging.
He couldn't afford the alimony in there.
Wasn't he banging two other chicks?
Yes,
and another
and
guy.
A dude.
He was busy.
Got a lot of loads to go around.
There's a lot of light in that house. They got all those windows on the upper level. Thank you.
Oh, wait, here's you want to see podcast guy again? Back on 2020?
Yeah, sure.
Member reaches out to Bob Rupp.
What is so outrageous about this story to you?
I saw the prosecution's case didn't have any meat to it. There were no bones behind
good luck with the
why
podcast.
They convicted her. Can I see a scenario where this happened? Can I
no,
make this make sense?
That doesn't happen.
That Sandra Melgar killed her husband. In this case,
that
I couldn't see it, so we jumped in.
Bob Rupp is currently pouring through every crime scene.
Oh,
photo.
Is he the hero the of this fucking 2020?
Under the ground, with the blood dropping onto it that way.
Right.
It's gonna make it.
Every page of testimony, no detail,
jelly?
Too small.
I'm a little
he
jealous.
There are a few
I mean, first of all, this podcast seems a lot more interesting than ours at this point.
The open garage door.
He is a murderer lover,
the
though.
Back door. Even though it
true.
Was locked when police arrived.
Let's remember back to Sandy's police interview. She couldn't confirm that
you
the back
you
door
want a
was actually
like
2020 filmed
she
this when he did it? That's
day.
Amazing.
But Jim had been in and out.
There he is again.
Defenders
I'm
going to
get you a windscreen just like his for Christmas.
I am jealous of his windscreen. And he's got
Jim
a special building for his studio, too.
And I'm going to get you some weights for down here.
Kind of weapon.
Free weights.
And a couple tanks.
A couple free weights.
The prosecution says Sandy moved it there to tie her
so
husband
him.
Up
oh, whatever.
And slash him to death.
So was she found not guilty? Did he clear
I
her?
I think so. I don't know. I was just focused on him. I really don't know.
I'll tell you, the one true crime podcast, the Up and Vanish, that one was pretty damn fascinating because they start the case and then like six episodes into it, it's a 20-year-old case and it gets solved.
Wow.
So like while...
There's another podcast it's better than ours, clearly.
It's shorter,
six
too.
Six episodes,
how
yeah.
How about the Sports Illustrated one on McNair, Air McNair?
I would like to listen to that. Six parts?
No, it's only like 40 minutes.
Really? Start to finish. In 40 minutes, they solve the whole
minutes.
Thing.
Well, it was supposed to be a murder-suicide. His girlfriend.
She did murder him, didn't she?
But supposedly it was an outsider that finished them both off.
Oh, no, no, no. I don't think so.
And the cops were in cahoots.
The cops killed him?
The cops are in cahoots.
You have been reading this books with little, Lily.
Sounds a little conspiratorial to me.
Did you really even listen
to it? Where Lily got the conspiracy gene.
Shut up, conspiracy theorist.
Did you really listen to the podcast?
No, I didn't listen to it. I was just describing it.
Nice recap of something you didn't listen to. At least I admit I had no idea what happened in 2020.
I didn't know you were so deep into podcasts.
I told you.
Now, where'd you hear about that podcast? Lily?
I'm a Sports Illustrated subscriber.
Why? Well, don't like reading any of the articles.
I like Sports Illustrated as long as the articles
are
short. You
subscribe to the podcast?
No.
Sounds like you're straining to do some explaining.
How did I find out about the podcast? Is they advertised it. That's all. And I looked at it because I was fascinated with Steve McNair.
Did you listen to the 40-minute podcast?
I did not.
But who listened to it and told you about this?
I just read the synopsis.
So who killed Air McNair and his little girlfriend?
From what I understand, you know, the cops and some other guy
were
cahoots. The
cops killed him?
They're in cahoots.
I'm sure you read this description correctly.
This is an SI podcast?
Hey,
it's a pretty credible pile of journalists over there.
Let me show it to you. Here it is.
Here, I'm going to read the synopsis that SI put out. Oh, Lord.
NFL quarterback Steve McNair is dead.
Steve McNair has been found dead.
It's clear.
Great audio.
Breaking new ground here.
You know, we could have did this through the computer.
Well, why bother when Tom already had his phone out?
At this point, we don't know the circumstances of the shooting death.
20-year-old Sahil Kazemi was found nearby.
What I understand, that she was a friend of McNair's.
Cases raise questions about McNair's relationship with her.
He's balling her.
Development again. Steve McNair found dead today.
It's the summer of 2017.
Sure, this is a synopsis?
Steve McNair has been dead for 8 years at this point.
Is this episode one?
I'm in the infant stages of a podcast about his murder. And I've started talking to Vincent Hill, a former Nashville cop who's been investigating the case on his own.
See, the cops are involved.
Who's that dude?
Conversation, Vincent tells me that he just got a new tip. Vincent says that a friend of his, an old source in the Nashville Police Department,
what's that?
To confirm something that Vincent has been hearing for some time. It's a rumor that Vincent has been chasing for years. This source tells Vincent that when authorities found Steve McNair dead in his condo on July 4th, 2009, Steve had been castrated.
What?
And his penis had been stuffed in his mouth. Vincent has heard this story enough times now, and from enough credible sources,
no way.
That he decides he needs to tell Lucille McNair, Steve's mother.
Oh, nice.
What?
Lucille hired Vincent to investigate the case on her behalf. And he still gives her updates from time to time. This is a very
just what his mom wants to hear. He's blowing himself when he died.
So Vincent enlists the help of one of Lucille's closest friends, Dr. Alvin Simpson. His friends call him Doc.
Oh, sounds like a great one.
Or Doc Simpson.
Sure, this is a synopsis. Closed it
to me. I think you're listening to episode one.
Decision as to whether or not I should share with Lucille.
No, it's probably like the 5-minute preview.
I'm with Tom. I can't listen to these podcasts this long.
I'll call him. And I'll share it with her. He's dead now, so...
It looks to me like it's saying 30 minutes left.
I might have started it.
There's a rumor out there.
Doc Simpson tells Lucille McNair about this castration rumor over the phone. Then Doc goes as far as...
Pretty small penis, huh?
...approach a judge in Mississippi.
I love rumors.
...Steve's body be exhumed so they can confirm that Steve's genitalia are intact.
Wait. Penis looks great.
Hold on a second.
There's one of the corners.
They really penis have looks to- great.
They have to exhume him to find out his penis is cut off. There's no one that none of the police on the site bother to report that. Oh, by the way, his penis was in his mouth
and balls.
And why
doesn't matter.
They report that?
Does it matter?
Well, if you would listen to more than like a minute and a half of this podcast.
Mom's obsessed with where his penis is?
Mom dudes knows best.
I find it hard to believe, personally, that his penis was cut off and put in his mouth and no one bothered to put that in a police report.
Yeah, or take a picture of it.
I would think, unless
phone and share it with everybody.
Unless the police investigating were involved in cutting off his penis and putting it in his mouth, I would certainly think they would report that.
Oh, inside job, like Thomas. You know,
pretty germane.
The cops were involved. The cops
he can't get his penis hard no matter how much he tries.
What, too soon?
It's been 8 years.
Well, no, but I mean, we just found out about the penis thing.
I think you guys should investigate into this.
No, thanks.
I'm going right. I mean, Sports Illustrated is pretty solid.
It's solid.
I'm listen to it.
It's solid.
Let's see your penis.
I'm just really.
Hey, the jinx is still working. Guess who was on the cover last week? Drew Brees.
Did they lose?
Yeah, they lost to the Cowboys.
All right. Nice Sports Podcast.
All right. Just wanted to bring that up. Just a quick notice.
Is it possible?
Wait, are you supposed to be writing these things down?
Oh, yeah.
There are about 50 things you could have written down.
I don't have any paper. That's why.
It's true. We need this policy needs to be more strictly enforced.
There's honestly been about 15 things you should have written down by now.
All right. Sorry. I've already worn out Brandon.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I'll give that podcast a shot if you listen to this podcast.
He'll never do
this
that.
This podcast is too long. He has to sit in the parking lot for 2 hours at work. Listen to this podcast.
How could you say I don't listen to this podcast?
Because you don't.
Who was on the show Sunday?
You guys.
And?
Who's our guest?
Dave Landau.
Okay.
What did Dave talk about?
Comedy.
I was amazed you pulled Dave Landau out. Who else is on the podcast Sunday because of a video he made online about going to see an event in Canada?
Oh, yeah, yeah. What the hell's his name?
What did he go see?
Didn't he see the Raptors in Toronto?
No. Went to see the Clintons.
The Clintons, that's right. There was hardly anybody there. These people spent like $180 on tickets, and they could have went in for like
$700.
$2, $5.
Who did he take to the Clintons?
That's a good question.
His daughter.
No.
Wrong.
No,
he did not.
Are you sure?
Why are you sure? Why are you even trying? Did we have a guest yesterday? Seems like we did.
Yeah, we had a guest yesterday. We already talked about on today's podcast about the guest yesterday.
Oh, that's right.
He was great.
What did he talk about, Tom?
I couldn't tell because it was so mumbling.
It was so bad.
No, it wasn't.
What was it about?
Yep. It sure was. Yep.
What band?
My instincts tell me you're wrong as a dong all day long. What? Hence daylight savings.
What band was he associated with? This guy, the guy that the book was about.
It was a local guy.
Wrong.
Wasn't that the local
not
guy you wrote
close.
About?
No.
Twitter, you were more about the
no, that's the big star
guy.
Yeah,
big star guy.
Rich Tupica. I started reading his book, by the way. It's about Chris
local
Bell.
Guy. Good for him.
Oh, Big Star. Big Star, of course, is the great band that never had any success until 20 years later.
You told me those about that back in the day.
Great power pop band from 71. They put out three albums with Alex Chilton from the Box Tops, his writing partner, and really great young talent.
The Box Tops were on with Flash Phelps the other day. One of the Box Top guys.
Really?
Yeah, it was on with Flash Phelps.
Was it a scintillating interview?
I didn't really listen too much. I had to switch it off at the time. Went back over to Chris Carter on Breakfast with the Beatles.
You're not even paying attention.
I had a couple people write me that want me to get a Chris Carter on with you.
Is that right?
Would you be up for it? I know it's Beatles, and there's only a few people that like them.
Out of Chris Carter himself.
He's really good.
I know he's a good job.
He knows his stuff.
Anyway, Chris Bell was the co-writer with Alex Chilton and the other voice on the record. And he was 27 years old after Big Star failed. Of course, you would never know that they would achieve great success later on. But he crashed his car into a tree and died. And many thought it was suicide because he was gay.
Ooh.
He was really intense. And I just learned this reading Rich's book. I didn't know this part. He was very religious, extremely religious, and extremely conflicted. And I think he was trying to be straight because of the church. And meanwhile,
because the church is straight.
Yeah, sure. Well, it was 1977, right. I believe, at the time. He's 27 years old. The most unheralded member of the 27 Club, but extremely talented. And it's a weird story because he was gay. His friends knew this, but he couldn't let anyone else know because it was 1977, and they believe he committed suicide. Mm. It's a really sad story. But the big star story is even... He does tell that story also, which is damn interesting. So there. There's a plug for Rich Tupica's book, which we'll have Rich on one of these days. I got to read more of the book.
Yep.
But meanwhile, Dr. Yaldo, he wants you to know that you might be able to get some eye-changing or life-changing eye surgery without having to dip into your bank account. It'd be eye-changing, too, because many of you have what's a flex account or health savings account, which means unspent money for 2018 could disappear if you don't use it by the end of the year. So call the Yaldo Eye Center, put that money to good use that could benefit you for the rest of your life. Custom LASIK will free you from the expensive and annoying contacts, give you better vision than you've ever had with glasses, and if you have reading issues, it'll solve those too. Dr. Yaldo is the most experienced in Michigan, and no one has more surgical precision. And for you 50 or older, Dr. Yaldo will show you those incredible multifocal lens implants and what they can do for you. The technology produces stunning, lifetime-lasting vision at all lengths. You'll read the tiny print as well and be amazed. So find out what the best option is. Or finding out your best option costs nothing. Why can't I just read that? Get a free evaluation. Call 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or go to yaldoeyecenter.com. And then after you're done with that, consider some of the other ways to support the podcast, like the Zot Auto Group, who want to give you a couple more reasons to support our sponsors. If Fords aren't your thing, if you hate Maz, but maybe just want to buy a car from the Zots because they've been so supportive, Chrysler Jeep, Zot Chrysler Jeep, Zot Dodge Ram, or Zot Toyota. Or maybe you love those models and you want Maz to get a bird dog.
That would be nice.
Any bird dogs lately?
Not really.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not? I get email from people that might.
I don't know. They must be going.
Is there a problem in the bird dog system, possibly?
Bird dog system might be failing.
I'm sorry to hear that. Give it a shot. They'll make buying or leasing your next newer pre-owned car, truck, or SUV fun, exciting, and hassle-free. Plus, they have massive inventories full of the hottest models. They're all ready for immediate delivery. Zot Auto also has the lowest prices, lowest payments, and best interest rates, period. So at any of the Zot dealerships I mentioned, pick your next vehicle, have fun doing it. Be sure to tell them we sent you. And if you have trouble going to a dealership or you'd rather maybe know what you're looking at first, go to dealsindy.com. You can find out exactly what it'll cost you, what model it is you're interested in. Do they have any used cars on dealsindy.com too?
And okay. There's like a little calculator. You could figure out your own price there. Gabbard did a nice job with that.
So if you know what you got to spend and you go to dealsindy.com, you could literally pick out your model and find out what it cost you. There you go. Zot Ford, Zot Chrysler Jeep, Zot Dodge Ram, Zot Toyota.
Hey, the Nationals signed that Patrick Corbin. That was that pitcher everyone has been after.
I thought the Yankees were going
to
get him.
Yeah, the Yankees were supposed to get him.
Not a sports podcast.
I know, but now they got Strasburg, Scherzer, and Corbin. That's
that
pretty
means
good three.
Nothing to anybody.
That's a good three.
I think a pitching rotation would be deep sports for a non sports podcast.
Well, they gave him six.
Urban Meyer getting fired, on the other hand.
That's right. Urban Meyer got canned.
That's a big sports story that affects many here locally. There's great interest. And. Dan Wetzel, allegedly?
Yeah, he's coming up.
From Yahoo?
For sure.
Okay.
If you like, I could try to move him up into rotation here if you want to, or just wait and we'll get
him. Well, since nobody will hear him if he's on in the last hour of the podcast. I'm just kidding. If he wants to come on at 4:30, if he can.
4:30 is the only time he couldn't.
Okay, 4:45?
It was like 4 or 5, so I chose 5 because we were supposed to have Ho-Ho-Ho-y on.
I see.
At this moment.
If you want to try 4:45. Doesn't matter. Either way is fine.
That's great.
If you're one of the...
Oh, you know what else we forgot to talk about?
Oh, my God.
Never mind. I'll write it down. I got it.
Some of you may have noticed a disclosure change in our recent ads that reference Royal Alliance Alliance. Royal Alliance now instead of Signator Investors. This summer, Signator purchased by Royal Alliance, and now we have a broker-dealer with whom Luke is working. This does not change accounts or how Luke works with his clients at all. Mostly back-end paperwork type things are changing. All the services, business methods, team, and office remain exactly the same. He still would love to help you with your investing, your retirement, your financial planning. They're still there to answer your questions. In fact, Luke's doing something for me right now. Give them a call at 248-663-4748. Security Investment Advisory Services offered Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned. And other entities and or marketing names, products, and services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. Luke Nowacki
Great market day today, too.
Yeah. Hey, good day to buy, right?
Down 800 points.
Oh, is it 800? Holy shit.
Yeah. NASDAQ was down about 4%.
What is going on with the market? You know, it was
up. That old trade thing, yeah, that's probably not a deal. It's crazy. That's why it went up and down the last 2 days.
It's in question now?
Well, there's uncertainty, yeah.
Yeah, it was up a lot the last couple days. It was down a lot. Wait, is that Peyton Manning?
Yeah, it's Peyton Manning and Phil Mickelson stopped by to see George Bush. You think they waited in line? And Jim Nance. Wait. Do they have that?
That's Mike Krzyzewski.
It is. What a weird random group of three
that
people.
That is a real rando. Wait, who's on the left? Who's the gray-haired guy?
Do they do voiceover for this? Because if they do, they should
have Jim Nance and Luminaries? Wait, why does he get the headline?
He's friends.
Is that Grant Hill?
That's Albert Pujols.
Oh, Pujols.
I believe they're coming in now.
Who do they pay these guys to go?
Hello, friends.
Are you telling me Peyton Manning got on a plane to go to this?
Do you think they waited in line or did they just cut to the front?
I'm seriously wondering what's going on here. Are these people all Super Bush fans or what?
I think I saw his butthole.
After all, we're sports luminaries, so let us cut to the front of the line. Thank you.
Where's Jim Nance? I don't even see Jim Nance.
He's with the family.
Jim Nance?
Why is Jim Nance in jail?
Why does the family have to be with Jim Nance?
He's close with the Bushes.
I don't think he's there.
I don't think he's helping.
I don't think he's there. They haven't even shown him.
I think they're wishing he would stop pushing his voice and he would leave so they could grieve with each other.
What a random collection of... La Russa! What a random collection of people.
La Russa just probably had an interview with the Nationals, so he just came right on over.
Peyton wants to leave.
He does.
Peyton's inching his way out.
Wow, how'd they all get in the same place in the line? That's crazy. Did they all come together?
Yeah, they all cut.
Oh, is that Nance in the back?
No, that's La Russa. I think they misidentified Tony La Russa as Jim Nance.
Wow, you know what? I think you might be right. I don't see him anywhere.
And they took the...
Pujols got nothing.
No, zero respect. He's just a generic sports luminary.
Maz, will you Google Peyton Manning at the Bush?
Yep, right away.
Thank you.
I can't believe someone just asked him for his autograph on the way out, too.
What people running out of the line to get his autograph? I could actually imagine that.
Take a selfie with Phil Mickelson. With George W. Bush, H.W. Bush's body in the background.
Where's Sully, by the way, the dog?
Here comes another changing of the guard.
Oh, your lady friend is no longer a guard.
Oh, she's going to be off duty now.
Wait, how long can they be a guard?
Honestly, that's a tough gig standing there like that.
They just changed like 45 minutes ago.
They change like every 15 minutes, and it takes forever.
45 minutes.
Is this really, is this a bit of a waste of resources?
Nah,
well, what the fuck else are these people doing?
Yeah,
we're not at war.
That's fine.
Couldn't they make it every hour and a half? Every 2 hours?
Oh, she's back. Tom, would you get in line now knowing that sports luminaries might be coming through?
Absolutely.
You would totally do. That girl's cute. Okay, you can kill us. It's almost as bad as the Christopher Watt video.
I know.
We are specializing in bad media today.
This is a terrible episode.
I will mention the person I think
worst episode ever.
The person being the absolute softest in the last 24 hours, and that's not always easy to figure out, is, in my opinion, Pete Davidson. Yes, once again, I'm going to pile into Pete Davidson for saying that he's suicidal and that people are bullying him online, but he's not responding to them, but he wants to leave this earth. He's mentally ill, and people are bullying him and, I think, suggesting terrible things.
Oh.
Now, first of all, he's a stand-up comedian. He's on Saturday Night Live. He's also a guy who makes flip jokes about a veteran who lost an eye, 9/11, the Manchester bombing, which was his girlfriend or his fiance's concert, and yet he is complaining about online bullying from, I assume these are Ariana Grande idiot fans?
Yeah.
Just idiots in general.
I don't know. Does it seem a little soft that Pete Davidson be whining about this?
I just didn't know he was going to respond to it.
I don't think it's soft at all.
He
be honest
jumped
with you.
Back onto social do think, media.
Do you think you're a good measure of softness?
I do.
You know what it will not. You know what it will not do?
What?
Stop bullying.
No, it
him.
Won't. No, absolutely not. But just the fact that he's a stand-up comedian, I would think his skin would be a little thicker. Fair plus, yeah. He takes
you know,
shots at things that are
well.
Sort of...
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
Heads up. What happened?
Ariana Grande has spoken out asking fans to be gentler to Pete Davidson.
That's it.
I have never encouraged anything but forgiveness. I care deeply about Pete and his health. I would never encourage any kind of mistreatment. I haven't seen any of it because I'm blocked. But
she's,
I want you to
wait,
know.
She's blocked. By who? By Pete Davidson.
By Pete Davidson.
So he blocks his ex-fiance.
Yeah.
But he's upset that people are mean to him.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. These two, don't these two idiots belong together?
Yes. I really don't endorse anything but forgiveness and positivity.
But the fact that he is so depressed and so mentally ill and he's bipolar, I think he said. Isn't he bipolar?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think he'd have a little more sensitivity in his jokes?
Well, don't you think these comics and clowns in general, they're sad people.
They're tortured.
They're yeah. tortured. Right. They really truly
I've
are.
Never heard a comedian say, people are being mean to me or people are
no,
bullying
me. They don't care.
Me.
They don't
no,
care.
No, it's kind of goes with the territory, doesn't it?
Yeah. You ever see Bill Burr be interviewed and they'll ask him about something someone said and he always goes, from where? Nine people on Twitter, who cares? That's the right attitude.
Ariana Grande.
But I bet you he
fans?
Does care.
Why, the, though? Why would Pete Davidson care about Ariana
aren't
Grande?
Aren't these the
fans?
People that say she killed Mac Miller?
Yeah, and then she milked it.
Well, I agree with
if
that
Mac
part.
Miller didn't kill himself, Pete and her would still be going strong.
He needs the Mike Gundy frame of mind.
Criticism where? From where?
Outside. Noise.
From where?
Twitter, radio.
Yeah. No, I'd give a rat's ass about Twitter. It's a platform for people that are sitting home trolling an unemployment check, sitting in front of a keyboard. I mean, I just kind of felt like that social media and Twitter is what's destroying this country anyway. So that's how I feel about it, from politics to sports to whatever. It gives people a platform to and then other people are like needling it and they're sitting at home and they're late on a payment. So, anyway, that's how I feel.
That's a good point.
The best part about it is everybody in that room tweeting out that statement after he said it.
Correct.
Wow. You know what we had today, and I'll mention again, is Dan Wetzel still 5 o'clock?
It's looking that way.
Okay.
I haven't heard
that's
back
all right.
from him.
And Dan Wetzel wrote a piece on Urban Meyer retiring today. There was a rumor, too, about Harbaugh. The Packers are interested in Harbaugh.
Ooh. Well, then we can hire Urban.
That's a rumor that has absolutely no substance.
Maybe after his year off.
Maybe they're going to be interested in Urban. Maybe he's going to go to Green Bay.
Is Urban any good as a sportscaster? He really wasn't very good,
was he? I
didn't
think he was that good, but he only had 1 year doing
you
it.
Know,
I don't think he'd be bad.
I would think he'd be fantastic yeah. because yeah. he knows
well-spoken.
The game so well.
Except when he forgets things. He's very well-spoken.
His personality isn't the greatest.
Yeah, I just
that.
Don't remember thinking he was terribly good, but I don't know. Maybe he'd get better. Who knows? Anyway, the other thing... And this is not a sports podcast, but Kareem Hunt, there's a new video of him being restrained by bouncers at a nightclub.
He's very embarrassed, too.
Where,
very
yeah,
embarrassed.
He's very upset.
Kareem!
And I just, honestly, I'm just getting such a kick out of this guy apologizing because here it took 23 years to create the kind of asshole who hits women and hits people in clubs.
Brought up by this women, by the way. Brought up
yes,
by his grandmother
and
mother.
His mother, yes, as he pointed out. It took 23 years to raise somebody who's that big an asshole and who has friends who run around collecting phones when he goes off. Is that 3 assaults in 10 months, I think?
Sounds about yeah. right. Mm-hmm. There might be more, too. We just don't know yet.
And yet he is so sorry. He's so apologetic. He's so embarrassed.
Great
it's such
guy.
A tough time for him. Of course, after he had lied for 9 months about it, saying that it didn't happen or it wasn't what she said it was or whatever he said. Then
oh, I'm sorry about that.
He is so sorry.
He hasn't done anything wrong.
He's been removed from Madden.
I know,
Madden 2019 so, also.
Really?
Yes.
Thank God. Get yours, but so relieved.
It finally, the story finally got Brandon's attention.
Well, that's the thing is a lot of people, when it comes to the like fantasy side or video game side, they kind of want to keep him in just to help their own
team. Well, I know. Plus that storyline of due process he's going to go through that you could play on Madden. That'd be a blast.
You should just do a new Madden game of the guys that have been kicked out of the game and are not allowed back in. Or just these.
No, I think the Redskins should just sign them all.
Yeah, can't the Raiders or the Raiders pick them up? By
back
the way,
in the day, the Raiders would.
Are the Redskins playing Reuben Foster?
No,
not yet.
But they have to play Mark Sanchez now.
But they're paying Reuben Foster.
Oh, Mark Sanchez. Oh.
Yeah.
And they're not going to back down. They're going to just keep this asshole who just assaulted his wife,
process.
Girlfriend.
Alleged. Everybody. Ex.
And does he say he
again,
didn't?
Twice.
Does he say he didn't do it? Mm-hmm. Oh, of course. I'm sure he didn't.
Oh, he's.
I'm sure it's all made up.
He's aces. Because
no she question. Dropped the charges the first time. She'll probably do it again. Well, probably
they got nothing on me past 92 tops.
Hey, Dan can do it right now if we want
to
call.
Oh, Dan.
Right?
Yeah, so let's talk to Dan about Urban Meyer and. Breaking news today. Urban Meyer.
We'll do it live.
State. The best news
we'll
of
do
all
it live.
Is,
fuck
that
it.
Is that the University of Michigan does not have to face Urban Meyer's teams anymore. Although they did hire this assistant. Urban was acting like he was so excited about this guy. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, Ryan Day.
Sincere.
He had very rosy cheeks.
If I were Urban, I would want a guy who really sucked at the job to take over to make my legacy larger.
It doesn't matter who coaches that team. It's just going to keep rolling on.
What if Greg Schiano got the gig?
Well, Luke Fickell didn't do too well.
1 year.
Oh, didn't do too well that 1 year. Weren't they 6-6?
Yeah.
Urban lost 4 Big Ten games
Michigan
in 7
beat
years.
Didn't Michigan beat Fickell?
Yeah, it was 2011.
I rest my case.
Urban's 54-4 in the Big Ten. I didn't realize it was that strong.
He is.
I knew it was good.
He's their best coach of all time.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey,
it's
Dan.
Drew and Maz and Mark. And how are you doing?
I'm good.
Good. You were on the Urban Meyer story, of course, and interested in your take on things. What have you found out, Dan?
Well, he's retiring, sort of, maybe.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Depends if you want to believe what Urban Meyer's got to say. But he won't coach Ohio State next year. He will probably never coach Ohio State again. A combination of stress, burnout, and some health issues. Just sort of, it was time, which I think over the course of this year, it was pretty clear that it was indeed time. He didn't look good. Possible that he wanted to not look good, so he's kind of, have a good excuse when he quit, but whatever it was, just wasn't fully invested in it and couldn't kind of continue in this manner.
He did look pretty miserable on the sidelines, I got to say, a few times. And
that Minnesota game really took the life out of him the most, I think.
Minnesota game?
Yeah, that Minnesota game.
You mean the Maryland game?
The Maryland, excuse me. Thank you. The Maryland game.
Yeah, he looked pretty miserable
Penn
that
State.
Day.
Indiana, yeah. Purdue, all of them, he looked miserable.
But is he miserable because they weren't playing well, or is he really physically? He says he's physically miserable. I don't know. I don't have any reason to doubt him. Is there a reason to doubt him, Dan?
Of course.
Yeah, he never tells the truth. Yeah. Look, I think he probably has some health issues, but I don't think that's or else he's completely making that up, which I doubt. He says he had a cyst in his brain and all that, but. Who knows? I mean, at some point you lose the benefit of the doubt.
He did leave. He did leave Florida, though. I mean,
similar.
It would seem that he does work too hard and he does burn out. I mean, can we at least think that?
That is true, and that's what I think he was dealing with. At Florida, it was stress. He told stories of at one point they had won like 20 games in a row, were number one in the country, but they're playing number two Alabama in the SEC title game. And in the, 10 days before the game, he supposedly lost 20 pounds. So it's an excellent diet.
Dan, who's reporting that? 20 pounds in 10 days?
Well, he says it. But whether he lost 20 pounds or not, if you look at him during the game, he looked terrible. He looked gaunt. And then afterwards, he got admitted to a hospital with chest pain. So it's stress. Trying to hold the thing together. He, as much as he got bashed all year, that bothers him. He wants to be liked and it doesn't really work out for him. Just everything comes to a head. And I just think he just burns too hot. And then it's I gotta go. That's it. I need a break. So that's why when you hear him say, I'm not coaching again, And then he said, I'm pretty certain that I won't coach again. So, you know, give him a year, let him relax. He's only 54. Year or two, if he thinks he can come back and do it, I bet he comes back and does.
Where do you see him? Where do you see him, Dan?
I mean, some good college football program that he thinks he can win. You know, USC, you know, is that open in a year? Yeah. You know, does Brian Kelly get tired and retire or go somewhere else at Notre Dame?
Michigan?
Green Bay?
I don't see him as a pro coach. I don't think he's a pro coach. I think he's a college coach. I think he's an unbelievable college football coach. He is incredible at identifying talent, gathering talent, and then motivating it. But the NFL, you can't operate the way Urban Meyer does. You know, just week. It's a 16-week season. Every game is competitive. It's not about, you know, let's build up and make sure we're all fired up from the Michigan game because we'll win the other ones. You know, it's just a totally different ball game. So I don't think he'd be a good pro coach. I think other than Nick Saban, he's the best college coach going.
Easily.
Two different deals.
What is it? Why could he not stay at Florida and Ohio State longer? Why does it seem like, I don't know, does he lose interest in it? I mean, it seemed like he lost control of the Florida program. What was it, do you think? Can he just not stay one place more than 8 years?
I think he just worked too much. I mean, I think he stresses too much over everything. At Florida, he just couldn't control it at some point. I mean, he had just recruited all these different, you know, Aaron Hernandez is on that team, and all there's 31 arrests. 31 Gators got arrested during his time there. 31 players. Aaron Hernandez didn't. Okay, so he was one of the well behaved.
Right? He was very well behaved.
So imagine trying to hold that together and coach, and you got Saban over there, and he just has to win, and everything bothers him. That's just how he's wired, and that's what makes him great. He's won 3 national titles, 2 at Florida, 1 at Ohio State. He also had an undefeated season at Utah before he got to Florida, which they, you know, it was the old BCS, couldn't, you know, they weren't going to make the playoff, but who knows? And then he had an undefeated season at Ohio State, but they were on a postseason ban, so he couldn't play for, you know, a chance for the title then. So, I mean, that's 5 unbelievable years. Like, if a coach ever has an undefeated season, it's the dream season. He had 5 of them in 19 years. So the guy, you know, in the last, you know, 12-1 this year, he had 1 bad half. You know, other than that, you know, they were rocky, but they would win the games. He does an incredible job because of the intensity, but then the intensity just blows him up, and then eventually he's just like, I got to go. And so I think it's good that he sees that. You know, I think that when he relaxes and gets away from it, you know, he's one of these guys. We all know them in other parts of life. What's he going to do?
Is he going to go back on the Ambien 3 beers a night method?
Ambien and 3 beers. That's how he used to sleep, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, cast the first stone, gentlemen. But
it sounds like a good night of rest to me.
Yeah.
He slept for 4 hours on a couple Ambiens and 3 or 4 beers.
Again, according to Urban Meyer, you know, like everything's like, I caught a fish this big.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, how did you have an Ambien and 3 beers and only sleep for 4 hours?
Well,
you'd forget a lot of stuff if you did that.
And not to be a cynic, but how do you, it takes you 6 months to wean yourself of 1 Ambien a night?
Maybe that's why he has a cyst on his brain.
How quick is he drinking these beers after he takes the Ambien? Like, you only got so much time, right?
Going back to the 31 arrests, which, you know, is crazy. I know it's weird. I remember when Barry Switzer left Oklahoma and that was over recruiting some scumbag players. And I also remember when Virginia Tech, my alma mater, got good and Frank Beamer was recruiting. You know, you got to kind of get some better players. And sometimes you have to some other stuff that goes along with that. And I remember a lot of guys getting arrested on Virginia Tech's teams, especially the really, really good teams. That was before Michael Vick, too, ironically. Is that something that – do we hold that against Urban Meyer because we know they tried to weasel these guys out of trouble, which it seems like everyone does, or just because he acts holier than thou, or both?
Well, I think the number was big.
It was big.
Even by standards.
I agree.
Of college football. I don't know if you hold it against him or not. There is a holier-than-thou bit. But I will say this. When he got to Ohio State, he did not have that kind of trouble. Now, look, you're always going to have somebody get arrested. I mean, we're talking, you're in charge of. Now, his assistant coach was the problem, okay?
Yeah.
But, you know, you're overseeing. They have like 100 people work under Urban Meyer, plus there's 100 players. So stuff's going to happen. But it wasn't the same kind of. He tried to find the kids that he wanted that could be competitive and, you know, be reasonable citizens. So it was a much different deal, and that was one of his goals at Ohio State, was not have to deal with that stuff. Again, it ended up getting him on his assistant coach. He was way too loyal to when he didn't need to be. But I don't know. I mean, I think there's a holier-than-thou bit. I mean, he'll say just about anything. I got the best kids, and it's like, well, what about these guys? All the different things he says and does, but again, it's all part of the thing, you know. Like, this is college football, man. Nice guys finish last, and he had to be this way to be this successful. So this was the deal you were making.
Hey, let me,
for Ohio State, you know, they're other than the, if he had only taken care of Zach Smith. Mm-hmm. The right way, you know, this is a fairly triumphant press conference. I mean, they got 7 great years out of it. They won, they dominated the Big Ten for 7 years. They won a national title. They beat Michigan 7 straight times.
Supposed peer Michigan.
Supposed peer.
That's what I wanted to ask you, Dan. How in the hell do they dominate the way they do Michigan? How?
Got him.
I mean, he beats everybody.
Yeah.
No, but he owned Harbaugh.
Owned Michigan.
He owns them.
Yeah. Well, I think his recruiting is exceptional. He goes all over the country and gets the best players as best as he can, and he knows how to build them up. He has a terrific college staff. He's got it's everything. He rarely loses. He's got. I think he's like the 4th highest winning percentage of all time or something. Some of that stuff's like Newt Rockne. I mean, who knows who Newt Rockne was playing back in the day?
Do you think he'll be
South Bend High School and stuff? Like, you don't know. So he's just a great, great college football coach. And Harbaugh was never able to do anything with it. He lost 5 times at all, counting championship games against Big Ten teams. He was 47-5.
Jesus. Do you think there's a lot of conspiracy theorists out there that feel like the way the university handled the whole Zach Smith thing, a 3-game suspension, that kind of led, like, look, we'll let you retire at the end of the year because maybe they didn't want another Woody Hayes tarnishing at the end of his career. Do you think there's any credence to that?
I think that the administration of Ohio State, there's nobody at Ohio State that can fire Urban Meyer, unless he's the one doing the domestic abuse or something like that. Mm-hmm. So he's just too popular and too powerful, but there was definitely fatigue in dealing with him. I know reporting during and after the Zach Smith thing, like all of Urban's excuses, many of them didn't make any sense or check out. And you try to ask the university, like, what about this? What about that? And they just were tired of it. Now those are lower level people. So it's not like you're going to get, they're going to fire him, but I do think maybe he sensed like, okay, this is just the time to go or not. But Ohio State would have kept him as long as he wanted to keep coaching. But he definitely wears you out. It's exhausting. It's drama-filled. If you compare him and Nick Saban, Saban's a little more successful, but they're very close. Mm-hmm. Saban almost has no drama. You never hear anything. You know, he'll have some players get in trouble or this or that will happen. But that's just a numbers game. He's never... It's just quiet. Yeah. They just win. Urban Meyer is always in the middle of some soap opera. It's always dramatic. It always ends in some big thing. It's just the way he's wired. It's just a different guy than Saban, who just sort of marches along and just, there he is again, there he is again.
How do you think
Dan? Nothing big happens.
How does Nick Saban? I mean, you're absolutely right, but what is it about Nick Saban? I was trying to think of players getting in trouble.
They don't.
Players tweeting stupid things. I just don't hear that about them.
I mean, their players will get in trouble, but it's at a normal ratio, and it's generally understandable trouble. Okay, I mean, I don't want to sugarcoat it, but a sophomore lineman gets a DUI. Okay, yeah. Well, that happens. But, you know, that happens. It's not some sure. wild thing. Saban comes in and recruits you, whether it's to be on the staff or to play. Saban is the most, like, matter-of-fact, professional, just you trusting. You when he comes in and says, I want you to come work for me or come play for me, you're going to do this, this, and this. You're going to work harder than you ever have in your life. But at the end, you will win a national championship and go to the NFL, or you will win a national championship and get another job. And he attracts the guys that just want to compete. And so it's you get the best. You get the best that fit that. And so that kid that says, yeah, I'm willing to go to Alabama, not start for 3 years, fight every single day, do exactly what this man tells me, rather than say go to a mid-level school, you know, I could go to Purdue or something, be the star, I'm doing this. And that mindset of person tends not to cause a lot of trouble, right? So they're workers. And so Saban is the best at that, because if you meet Saban, you're like, this guy knows exactly what he's doing. Urban Meyer gets more of the dreamers, and it's just a little bit more on the edge. Saban's getting your right down the middle guy. And if you get enough of them, you're going to win big. And so that's his advantage. There's not a lot of drama. Like, you know, the Tua and Jalen, the quarterback thing. Of course his backup quarterback said, yeah, I'm not going to transfer. I'll just stay.
Right? I know, because it's incredible.
That's the kind of kid that goes to Alabama, where most kids would say, I'm out of here. That kid goes somewhere else. It doesn't mean one's right or wrong. It's just one's an Alabama guy.
Yep. Hey, Dan, I know the BCS, you did Death to the BCS. When is Death to the Final Four of college football? Can we expand this thing? Do you want it expanded? And are you happy with the four that are around right now?
I'd rather be eight, five automatic bids, three at-large picks, that type of thing. This is the second straight year the Big Ten isn't in it. Pac-12's not in it. Like, is this really a national thing? I mean, we got Notre Dame kind of in the Midwest, but you know, why shouldn't all the major conference have their champions or have a real chance to play?
Agreed.
I just think four is a little too small. So one more round, really, to me, would totally do it. It's not so much about whether eight or seven deserve to actually win the national championship. It's just opportunity creates more excitement for the entire season.
And Notre Dame should be in a conference.
No, I don't. No, they can be independent.
Ah, screw that.
They will be.
They buck the trend. They do what they want.
Yeah, that's why I think it sucks.
They're special.
Why would they join a conference at 12-0? Yeah,
if they can,
I think they should have to join a conference.
Who's going to?
I don't want.
They're in a conference in basketball, but not in football. I mean, give me a break.
It's crazy.
Yeah, as long as they get away with it, I'm sure they will. You know, what about these coaches? That the hours these guys work is so absolutely insane. And you know, we hear about student athletes, and you know, this pretense that it's not a professional league. I mean, I suppose it's silly to even bring it up because it'll never change. But, I mean, isn't it just kind of madness that people work the kind of hours they do to win college football games? I mean, it's impossible.
It's totally
you can't
enough.
Have a life, can you? Really?
No, most of these guys are not particularly well-adjusted. They're not good, like, parents and stuff. Like, they're just never around, you know. 100-hour work weeks to prepare for a football game.
And it seems like the offseason is crazy, too.
Yeah, the recruiting, you got to travel, everything. Yeah, no, it's a very, very tough job being involved in football. And then, you know, it comes down to the end. You know, it can be anything. Some kid just decides, you told him 1,000 times to run the route this way. Or I remember there was an AFC championship game when the Steelers beat the Jets, and the play came down to a 2-point conversion or something right at the goal line. And The Jets offensive lineman, you know, exhausted at the end of the game, kind of lined up, and you could tell it was going to be a pass play instead of a run. Mm-hmm. And it was just one little tell, and they ran the play, and the Steelers, Ryan Shazier, just backed up and blocked the pass down, and the Steelers won, and the Jets lost. And it's like, you just put an entire year of thousands of hours, and one guy held his hand the wrong way, in the, and you lost. Like, that's, and Rex Ryan would have gotten the Super Bowl instead. Yep. He doesn't. You know, like, careers, Mike Tomlin still coaching. Yep. Rex Ryan. And, like, careers, and Mark Sanchez, are made on something as small as one guy telling what the play is because his hand, after getting beaten up for 60 minutes, right?
Well, that's,
and
what,
so it's like, that's football. And so these guys try to prepare to avoid that. But what a business. Be glad you're not in it.
Yeah, really. Well, Dan, I know you're busy, and a lot of people are wanting your time, and it's great to talk to you again, as always. And
always appreciate it.
Yeah, love reading your stuff. You bet.
Take care, guys.
We'll see you, Dan. Read Dan Wetzel on Yahoo. He's got books, too.
Oh, yeah, remember Death to the BCS? He was on top of that.
He's got a few books, doesn't he?
Yeah, no question.
With that whole playoff system, how come every other division can do it? But it's crazy. In the big money division, we just can't figure it out. Just like paying players.
I know.
Well, how would you do it? These student-athletes would miss class.
All these dumb bowls.
Yeah, well, because people making decisions get kickbacks from the bowls.
Yeah.
Student-athletes!
Well, I wish Ohio State made it to the playoff. I think they could have given Alabama a little bit of a run. I really believe that.
Cool.
Yeah, they're great. They're playing very well now.
Yeah.
That's for sure. All right. So, there's a couple things going on. A good 180 here getting out of the sports world. Did you see the worst reviewed stars for movies? They had a list of the stars that get the worst reviews.
Oh, Nick Cage has to be at the top.
Oh, that's my guy.
I did not see Nick Cage.
Really?
I didn't see anything with Nick Cage. But
Vin Diesel.
I think these are, I'm not sure if their movies get reviewed the worst or if they get reviewed. It was in The Star. Did you send that to me, Brandon? Am I giving you credit again for something you didn't do?
I totally put that one in there. No, I didn't.
John Travolta.
No. Nope. Actually, I was surprised
Tom
at the males. The females are probably the better list. The females are Jessica Alba.
What has she even been in besides Honey?
Good looking.
She was in that buried treasure movie in Antigua or somewhere.
Oh, gross.
She and Scott Kahn. And I know it sounds horrible already.
Oh, you mean that great Scott Kahn vehicle?
Scott Kahn and the guy that was guy from Fast and Furious had died.
Paul Walker.
Yeah, he was in it, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. And there were two of them.
Wow.
And actually, I thought she was pretty cute in them.
Yeah, there's Honey. Yeah.
Jessica Biel gets horrible reviews.
Another good looker.
I'm not surprised by that.
Heather Graham.
Oh, Roller Girl?
What happened to her?
Yeah, she was great as Roller Girl.
She was.
I know.
Yeah, she was new.
As Amelia goes to her porn movie.
She did the Hangover movies, but I don't really know what else she's done recently.
She did Austin Powers.
She's done a lot of bad movies.
But she hasn't done anything in the last decade.
Rada Mitchell. I don't know who the hell she is. Apparently her reviews are so bad nobody sees the movies because I don't know who she is.
Rada Mitchell.
Radha Mitchell. And the fifth one is Kathy Bates. I thought she's a pretty good actress. She won an Oscar, didn't she? For the James Caan movie?
Misery.
I've never seen any of these movies that
Rod was in Titanic.
Was in.
Maybe her publicist didn't pay off the
a ton of movies, all of them garbage.
The men are... Who's Mike Epps?
Oh, Mike comedian. Epps. Yeah. We've interviewed him. We had him in studio once.
We did?
Yeah.
I don't even remember him. Mm-hmm. I don't know who the hell you are.
He was in Next Friday.
And he is black.
He was in our studio?
Yeah.
Was I in the studio?
I don't know. Maybe not.
Maybe not. Mike Epps, Kevin Pollak.
Oh.
He's a character. Isn't he usually a character actor in the movies? Like he's not even the main dude?
Two good men.
Yeah, but
Mike Epps, by the way, is Black Doug from The Hangover.
Yeah.
Josh Duhamel.
Oh, you're the worst.
Robin
Williams. Isn't that Fergie's
guy?
Yes.
Robin Williams?
Yeah. I don't like Robin Williams' movies.
Yeah.
I like some of his movies.
Garp was great.
I loved Miss Doubtfire growing up.
Miss Doubtfire's awesome.
We know. Awakenings is phenomenal, and so is Aladdin.
Awakenings
is
good.
You don't like Garp?
You didn't like Hook?
What about Good Will Hunting?
Good Will Hunting is another good one.
He won the Oscar. He made Matt Damon's character cry.
Patch Adams?
His character, Patch Adams. What's the other one we're forgetting? That he was a professor in.
Oh, what's the stupid thing? Dead Poets Society?
Yeah.
Dumb.
Gerard Butler also made the list.
Gerard Butler, yeah. Can't think of anything he's been in.
I can't either. It's all apparently so badly reviewed we didn't go.
Well, he was in the 300. Yeah, law-abiding citizen. Other than that, the Olympus has fallen.
And then also in Brandon's prep, Cardi B arrested and was supposed to appear in court for assault on two bartenders. She apparently thought one of them slept with Offset before they were together. Okay, and wanted her beaten up.
What does that matter? Was before they were.
I don't know. Are these rappers trying to get arrested? I'm really trying to figure this out because honestly,
it makes you cool.
It gives them more street cred.
Or are they just so stupid?
Well, they're that too.
I'm just forever stunned at people who are at this level of success get arrested this often, or shoot people this often, or get shot this often.
She had a video shoot to go to today instead of court.
Yeah, that's what her attorney told the lawyer or the judge.
She's too famous.
Fans seem to love it, though. Fans, the more you're arrested, the worse the charges, don't they buy the more records now?
Hey, look at Meek Mill. He's a genius now that he's out.
No publicity is bad publicity.
Tekashi 69 just dropped a record from prison. I guess you would have to have a lot of street cred to sell this song. By the way, do the fans get more street cred by liking people who've been arrested all the time and shoot people? Do they feel that? Is that sort of cool to like people who are in trouble?
No idea. It used to be at least the song had to be good.
That's what all the memes have been today that I saw online, where people are listening to Cardi B and all these other different rappers and using the N-word and talking about murder, and we're not allowed to play it. Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Oh, that was a radio stunt.
Oh, that song is so bad. Is that song up for Record of the Year? Are they talking about that getting Record of the Year?
No idea.
I saw her name coming up in the Grammy discussions, and I was like, okay.
Oh, she's big. She's huge.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Spotify, their most streamed list today.
Oh, for 2018?
Yeah, and I believe she was on there.
Who's on the top 10?
And there's the top 10 dudes list, too.
Vince Neil may not make the list, but that wasn't Brandon's prep. That was getting a lot of run today on the internet.
This video
of him in Biloxi, Mississippi. He is huge. He is so huge. He really looks pregnant or something. He's so gigantic.
He looks very ill.
His gut is just humongous.
This isn't a song. He actually needs someone to kickstart his heart.
Why would he not lose weight? I just would think he could do better than this.
The voice does not match the body anymore.
No.
I never thought his voice was good, honestly. I never understood why he was a star.
What's wrong with a fat rocker?
Well, maybe it would look better if he wasn't dressed the way he is. Maybe if he just had sweatpants and a really like triple X shirt. That's just
he's like a nightgown
on him.
I think the transformation is the big story because he used to be
ripped,
be thin and ripped. Yeah.
Ah, these things happen.
He also killed.
What's wrong with just a regular? Just a regular guy rocking.
I have a problem with it.
Yeah, you do,
but. He's just kind of a slob kind of in general. Anyway. I mean, his life is sloppy. You know, he killed a guy in a car accident, and he was very, very drunk. And then he shows up on Rockline drunk off his ass like 2 years later. And it's so funny. And I really didn't think it was funny, honestly.
You remember the video with Nicolas Cage?
I don't.
You don't remember when...
Did they get in a fight or something?
Vince Neil's going crazy about something, and Nicolas Cage is trying to get him to calm down.
Were they buddies?
Yeah.
Volume?
Vince!
Look at him. Angry Nick Cage.
Stop this shit now!
They're hugging.
In my ring!
Everybody's filming
it. What was Vince doing? What was he doing?
Getting into a fight with somebody.
Play it again.
Well, it's bad when you need Nick Cage to calm you down.
And Nick Cage in a bright blue suit.
And red sunglasses.
It looks so ridiculous.
I love you.
It looks like Nick is playing a role in a movie, doesn't it?
He probably thinks he is.
Looks like they're going to make out.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you.
How bizarre.
Let me ask you something about this TMZ. How How does TMZ get to the bottom of it? How'd they get the tape on?
They pay
on
people.
Kareem Hunt. I mean,
I think they. First of all, they're very resourceful.
They're unreal. I mean, you got to give them. You got to take your hat off to these.
And they have a tip line, and then people know that they can sell it to them.
Wow. Yeah, they're pretty good.
Top five streamed female artists 2018.
Yeah, do they have a top 10?
Just top five.
Just top five.
Camila Cabello. That's that Havana song that won't go away.
Oh yeah, she's hot.
Taylor Swift.
Of course. Yeah,
Cardi B.
Mm-hmm.
Dua Lipa.
I don't know who that is.
She's British and she's hot and her songs suck. They're terrible.
They all sound alike.
And number one, Ariana Grande.
Oh God.
The men are Ed Sheeran, J Balvin. I don't even know who the hell that is. Triple XXXTentacion.
Wow. Oh my God. Great stupid.
Guy. Post Malone and then Drake.
Okay.
Oh well.
Yeah, rock is dead.
Well,
not dead. It's just taking a hiatus.
I don't know. Maybe you should give XXXTentacion a chance.
He's not. You know what's funny? He's not, his music's not as bad as all the other people in that genre.
Well, him being murdered is a big part of his success, I would think.
Yeah.
I mean, murder. You can't do much better than murder to sell records.
That's good. I'm glad.
He's a fucking asshole, dude, when he was alive, too.
Oh, yeah.
He's a one-shot
deal. He beat
the
shit out of his pregnant wife, and she said he beat her up every day.
Yeah. Well, at least she's free now from him.
Good.
600 million views.
Good. That's one less asshole in the world.
The Nexium gang, there's a story about them today about the Seagram's heiress, who is a billionaire, I believe, is paying all their legal fees. So the best defense for Keith Raniere of Nexium, this is the cult, and Allison Mack, who they thought was going to be their Tom Cruise, which is so funny. I mean, she was...
They needed a talent scout in that cult.
Absolutely. And apparently...
Wrong.
She and Keith Raniere are just smiley as they can be in court.
Vanguard.
Yeah, Vanguard, excuse me.
That's because it's authentic.
And the judge sounded very angry about the whole thing. Apparently the lawyers were acting up. They had some hearing, and the lawyers wouldn't talk to the judge.
Ooh, he's growing his hair out, and he's got a beard now.
He's getting hotter, trying to.
He's growing more of himself.
And the doctor who branded the girls in the secret society, the doctor is still recruiting people.
Cool.
And charging $750.
He hasn't done anything wrong.
It's a she. Charging $750 per class.
What?
To go in her Nexium.
Why is it still going on?
I don't know. I that blew my mind. She branded. This is the doctor who branded with a cauterized.
Yeah.
It's initials. So disgusting. And you know the.
Oh, hot.
The genital mutilation doctor, she's out too.
She's popping off.
That's great. Good for her. Oh, she popping off?
Yeah, that was last week. She was kind of snapping back a little bit. Let me see if I can find
her. Well, she's not a doctor at Ford anymore.
Oh, well, maybe she shouldn't cut off labias.
I'm sure she'll get a job. She hasn't been charged. But this, you know, the Seagram's heiress has a bottomless pile of cash, so.
Which Ranieri's already just spent through a. Big chunk of it too.
Yeah,
he's bad at talent scouting and he's bad at investments.
His IQ was overestimated at 240 back in the day. It's more like 40.
That's because he got too focused on pussy and his whole life went down the drain.
It's like having a very unintelligent person invest all your money as a lot of women have learned.
But he hoodwinked a man.
It's funny though that he loses all their money. It's almost impossible to lose all your money invested. What does he invest in that?
Follow the
all
Baby
the
Jessica Fund.
That's right.
He called up Baby Jessica, who was in the well. He's like, hey, who's your investor? She's like, I just do it myself. He's like, all right, here's $65 million. Invest it for me.
I don't think she did do it herself, by the way. I think someone invested it for her and lost everything.
Who
does this?
Can you send your forensic accountant
to
Baby Jessica's house after he clears Tom's shoes, the Tonight Show, how much Brandon's playing Red Dead Redemption? There's a fourth thing we added yesterday. I know.
There's so much need for forensic accountants right now. It's out of control.
Well, now he's got to go look at Baby Jessica.
Oh, my Lord. you know, we need to call Andy Dick.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, we got to call Andy Dick. He's got sucked in by Cameo. He's in the news.
I'm very upset, too, because it's all about, you know, Brett Favre being duped. And this is Andy's time to shine. It could have been Andy Dick got duped.
Exactly. No, he needs the attention. He also needs to explain to our audience. He has a lot of fans in our audience.
Called him.
He's done such a good job explaining away everything else that I think he needs a chance to explain away.
Right now, does he know your number now when you call him?
Well, yeah, cause
automatically.
He sent me pictures.
Nice
of buttholes.
Oh, that's right. You can text him. Forgot about that.
Yeah.
Well, if he doesn't answer, text him and let him know. We'll try him back in 10 minutes.
He might be shopping. Wasn't he shopping the last time you called him?
Andy. Yeah, he's at Home Depot.
It was once.
Who told you that?
Right in the middle of the workday.
I was here.
Okay.
You've only been here for one Andy Dick call?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Only one attempted call or
one
only
attempted.
One call?
One attempted. I was one for
so
one.
So we're one for one with
I was
you
one
here?
One for one, yeah.
You call Soulja Boy.
Did you have his number?
No.
I don't think Matt Farley did
Andy.
A Soulja Boy song.
Andy.
Is this the kid that opens all the presents for YouTube?
Andy. Write that down.
It's Andy. Is it Andy?
Yeah.
Andy!
It's me.
Hey.
There you are.
I missed you.
Here I am.
Yay.
Andy, we've been so worried about you. You got allegedly duped by this horrible organization and sent out a cameo, and now...
Brett Favre gets all the attention.
Hitler. They should have just had me say that.
I love Hitler.
Hi, I'm Andy Dick, and I love Hitler.
Were you pissed that Brett Favre got all the credit?
As I'm goose-stepping on the... I know. I was the first one to make a comment.
I'm like, screwed.
No, that's ridiculous. It's horrific. It's actually frightening.
Yeah.
I had to choose my words carefully because I'm literally afraid of these people. They're Nazis.
Yeah.
And I was the first one to comment. And then he steps in. And does his Heisman Trophy winning.
he hogged all the attention for the story.
He hogged all my anti-Semitism.
That's a market you could have tapped.
You really got screwed.
I got screwed by everyone.
You did.
The Nazis and the public.
when you saw the message, were you remotely suspicious?
Not at all. I'll show it to you because I just didn't understand what I was saying. And I showed my girlfriend, I'm like, what does this mean? And she went to Columbia University. She's super fucking smart, way smarter than me. She's like, I don't know. Just read it. And so I just read it as is. We all did. We all read the same exact message, very coded.
Focus
has changed all of a sudden.
Is this the ex-girlfriend that you wanted to get back, or is this a new girlfriend?
Oh, God, we just broke up again. God, that's been a nightmare.
Oh, no.
What about your assistant?
Yeah. Well, what about her?
The dude.
Him, you mean?
The dude, yeah.
Is he still?
Oh, I lost everybody.
What?
Well, you still have us, Andy.
You got Brandon.
I guess people don't like Hitler lovers.
Imagine that.
No,
now everyone's focused on, well, at least with the Brett Favre part of the story, because that's all saw, is that Brett Favre is returning the money.
I don't keep, tell me. Oh, yeah, me too. I said,
did Cameo?
Yeah, Cameo has me covered. They're great. I love Cameo.
Okay.
For the record, they're fucking great. They went on the record. They had my back. So I haven't read any of the articles, but people are calling me left and right. What are they saying?
They're saying that you were duped and that you didn't agree with any of the things that they were the group represented. They're saying all the right things. I haven't seen one negative thing.
No,
I mean, usually
it's been all positive.
Oh, Andy, usually when you're in the news, it can go either way. This one's gone pretty positively,
yeah.
I think.
So they are mentioning that I was one of the, because there was other people, there's some rapper named Soulja Boy,
yeah.
or
yep.
yeah,
and I think Kylie Jenner.
Oh, really? I didn't hear that.
You're in good company.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I like that.
No, yeah, you're getting... You're...
I like it. I'm, like, trying to look at, like, glass half full.
Yeah.
Oh, you're the second person mentioned. You're mentioned at a Soulja Boy always, but Brett Favre seems to be the number one position in the story.
Well, because isn't it football season?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And he's, you know, three-time MVP or whatever.
Have you seen your cameo wow. orders go up since this happened? Because people are like, oh, what's this yeah. cameo? I'm gonna... Yeah, of course you do.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
It's not bad publicity.
They went up a lot. I know.
The problem is...
Wow. And cameo is about to go global. Right now, it's just in the United States, but it's about to go global. And, you know, I'm global. This is going to be great. Well, I love it.
That's going to be
it's
huge.
It's like having the Andy Dick Show back again. I'm the writer. I'm the actor. I'm the producer. I'm the director. I'm the set designer. The wardrobe guy.
Makeup.
The lighting guy. I
craft services.
Sometimes I do wear my... I sometimes do craft services. Sometimes I feed myself. You know, but
yeah, we
for
saw the
real,
orange juice.
I'm literally orange juice orange one. Juice right now. I'm drinking orange juice right now. That is so weird. But yeah.
Well, you're so healthy.
Yeah. Well, but, know, I try. You know, up and down.
So every
but yeah, it's so fun, and they're like 60 seconds. I really try to and I try to do that to land it right on 60, and then just done, and then send it out.
I don't think anyone's trying as hard as you are, honestly. I see some real phoned-in crap.
Yeah, I know. That's bullshit. I put on wardrobe. I do characters.
Yeah,
you know, I really like do what they want. I ask. That's why I was so manipulated into doing. The words were nonsensical. Well, what they made me say. I can't even remember.
That's why you need a script supervisor now too for this whole thing.
Well, I guess I'll hire myself.
You're gonna have to Google everything that comes in now that sounds a little off, like the U.S. What was the boat or whatever they wanted? Go to the Wikipedia and read about something you don't want to read about to make sure it's a legit cameo.
Did you see what like? Did they say what it said? Because
yes.
I don't remember.
Yeah, they had the script.
What does it say? Read it.
Yeah, let me look it up.
Let me hear it.
Let's see.
You know,
you'll see. There's no way you would ever fucking know.
No, I wouldn't. Oh, God, I would not have known. I would not have known.
Neo-Nazi.
There's
no way.
It's all code.
And we all did it. We all did the same exact script. And usually I don't go by the script, but this one was just so I couldn't understand it, so I just read it verbatim.
Uh-oh,
this happened.
The CBS News story says NFL legend Brett Favre, other celebrities tricked into taping video messages. That's total crap.
That clumped me into the category of other celebrities?
Yes.
Here's Brett's. Here's the script. We'll have Brett Favre actually read it.
Brett read the same thing, didn't he?
Yeah. Here we go. Here's Brett.
To the Handsome Truth and the GDL boys. You guys are patriots in my eyes.
Oh, God damn it. I had the wrong video. I'm sorry. I apologize. But yes, GDL boys, don't ever forget about the USS Liberty.
I think that's the one. But now, why are they... So now the news is putting it out there even more. Mm-hmm. That's bullshit.
Yeah, it's out there a lot. Here's Brett Favre, Andy Dick tricked into recording anti-Semitic conspiracy videos. And then Billboard has Soulja Boy, Brett Favre, Andy Dick, and more. But that's Billboard.
Soulja.
You seem to hold second position pretty strongly. There's Variety with celebrities duped by white supremacists. They have Brett Favre's picture. Oh. What the fuck? Ugh. And they have a cameo.
Where's my handsome mug?
You know what? NBC Nightly News did a story on it, and we happened to be watching it together. And Bill Drew and I go, hey, it's a good picture of Andy that they use.
It was
a really good picture of you. So,
I'm looking good lately.
And I've seen some where they have the side-by-side. They have Brett Favre on the left and you to the right.
And it looks like you're looking at him like, I can't believe you just said that, Brett. That would be the caption.
That's hysterical. But honestly, my girlfriend and I, I'm switching topics, but my girlfriend and I broke up. This time it's like permanent.
What happened?
What did she do?
Sixth breakup, number six.
Ooh.
Is this the Columbia chick?
Yeah, the Columbia University. She, I shot a movie with my son and my daughter. My son directed, went to the screening of it, AFI, American Film Institute, and I brought my girlfriend, and I forgot. I literally, like a fucking dumbass, forgot that I had put my guy in it, in the movie, and she hates him because, you know, jealousy. And
well, he's got a penis.
Well, I don't care about cocks.
But she can't compete. She can't compete.
She doesn't have one.
I don't care about that. I'm with her. I'm not with that guy. I'm with her. You know, we practically live together. But he popped up on the screen for one line, and my heart sank. I went, oh, no. And she said, where's my purse? And ooh, grabbed her purse and stormed out the double doors of the movie theater down in front, right next to the screen. And then I see my son's girlfriend, who's also a director, run down the aisle and go to the door. And I'm like, oh, thank God, she's going to go talk her off the ledge. And she goes to the door and just closes the door.
Oh, I'm sorry to laugh. But Andy, I missed the part where you got up and ran after her.
I couldn't. I was like screening the movie. Like, come on. Like, ultra sensitive.
Here's how I feel. If she makes a scene like that at your screening, then I don't think you want anything to do with her anyway, do you?
Yeah.
I like crazy people. She just has to know that, honestly, he wasn't my boyfriend. He was just, you know, he worked with me.
Mm-hmm. He's your dealer, too.
It's your boy Friday.
He's my boy Friday.
I don't understand.
So literally, this all happened yesterday, and she is going to be getting on an airplane and going back to her parents in Ohio.
Oh, man.
Like, literally.
What?
I lost everybody. I lost her. You know.
What happened to him?
I don't know. I don't care. He like won't pick up my calls. He didn't come to the screening. I don't know.
Even though he was in it?
I'm not kidding. I forgot he was in it.
Well, it sounds like you can edit it out now. It wasn't that memorable.
Well,
the new girlfriend won't know him.
I told her that. True. I told the girl, I said, look, I'll cut him out. Whatever. Let's just, now she's gone. It's like, fuck it, just leave him there. Have you ever seen the W.C. Fields movie? I don't know which movie it was. I wasn't a big, like, W.C. Fields fan. I wasn't born in 1920, by the way. Fucking bitches. But there's a scene in the movie called Mr. Muckles. Where a guy comes in hardware store. Look it up right now. And Mr. Muckles is blind, and he is just knocking over. Look it up right now.
We're watching it. We're watching it again.
Deja vu.
Sit down, honey.
Oh, we did this already?
Yes. We did. But it was funny.
We laughed, though.
Kumquats.
Kumquats.
Okay, pause. So we already did this? We already did this?
Yeah, we talked about it. But it's cool.
Okay. Well, the boy that was my assistant, I put him in, and instead of saying, kumquats, I have him saying, do you have Jimmy Choo shoes? Jimmy Choo shoes. You know, I just switched it up. And I know, it's funny.
That's ridiculous.
I fucked up. It's very hard to play. It's very hard to have a guy and a girl. And now I lost them both. Literally lost them both.
Andy used to have multiple boyfriends and multiple girlfriends. How can you be down to none?
You'll bounce back.
I'll bounce back. There's people waiting in the wings.
There you go.
Now, the Columbia girl, she was in her 20s, right?
30. She just turned 30.
30, okay.
And by the way, she's already trying to get back with me. But I think she wants me to move out to Ohio. I'm like,
No. Right. Get out of here.
You don't want to do that.
Andy, she's out of her mind. She needs to go.
She needs
to go. Oh, she's psychotic. This is the part I didn't want to tell you. I'm just going to because you guys are fun. She hit me. Like after the screening, I found her. I did run after her. After the screening, though, and the Q&A, I played with the Q&A too. But she was at a bar drinking. She was at a bar drinking. I'm like, baby, come on. She does not believe that I forgot he was in it. And I really am that stupid. I really forgot. And she kicked me, hit me, spit on me, and threw things at me to the point where I was running down the bar.
How good is the sex?
Good.
Like really real good? Real good.
Oh, well.
Yeah. She has the, am I allowed to say this? She has the fucking sweetest, wettest, tightest pussy I've ever had in my life.
Wow.
Like it's so wet, it like drips down her thigh. Mm.
What's her trick?
I don't know. She's kind of, I think she's just like, hasn't been with a lot of guys. Plus, I have a big day.
Oh, okay. Well,
I forgot about that. Maybe we need some pictorial evidence, not of the dripping, but I mean just of her, so we
a
could
dick pic. A dick pic.
Yeah, of your dick.
I
want to see your dick.
I could send it. Yeah, a picture of my face. That would be a dick pic, right?
We want to see the Columbia girl.
Yeah.
I know. I really like her. Like, I asked her to marry me. Did I tell you that?
No.
What's her problem? She sounds like a lot of work.
She sounds...
I'm 52. Like, I don't have much time, so I'm like, you just marry me and let's just, like, have fun. But she said, well, then you have to meet my father. I'm like,
Well, that's not an unreasonable request, is it?
No, but she didn't want me to. She's like, but not right now.
Well, that doesn't work.
I think you need someone.
Nobody in their right mind would want me to date their daughter or marry them.
Well, you're nobody. A star, but you're a star.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does.
Actually, I did say that to her. I said, just let me meet him, and I think I can win him over.
Well, if you make her happy, I don't see what their problem is.
You know what else?
I make her very happy. I made her come 30 times once.
Well, I don't think her dad wants to know about that.
Yeah, leave that out.
No, her dad. Okay, she sounds very high maintenance, and her dad knows that.
Yeah, you can. He knows. Bond with
her. He knows better than you how high maintenance she is.
Yeah. I think he's making her go back there. I think so.
Oh, so she blamed you.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what their conversation. Every time she gets on the phone with him or her mom, she leaves the room. I don't know.
Uh-oh. What was she doing besides having you make her come so much out in the area?
Doesn't sound like much.
Remember, she went to a very famous hair. I'm trying not to, like, out her, but she worked for, she did hair, but she got fired, and I'm just feeling sad for her.
Fired.
I just miss her. I you know what? I might move to Ohio.
I feel like we're talking to your dick right now.
No, I love her you know what she says to me? I love your big, fat brain, your big fat heart, and your big fat dick.
Nice. That's so sweet.
That's pretty cool. I like
that. To be on a card.
I wish somebody would say that to me. And how do you pull all these girls in their 20s? You're 52 and you're pulling these gorgeous.
Because I'm hot. She's 30. By the way, she's 30.
Yeah, 30, like 20, 20, 22 years, though. That's 22 years. I mean, there's got to be a big Andy Dick factor.
Yeah, I guess. But no, she didn't even know who the fuck I was. Hasn't seen any of my work. She was so excited that night. She's like, I've never seen your work. I can't wait to see this movie. And then the fucking boy shows up on screen.
Wait, she never bothered to watch.
He's 21.
How'd you meet her?
I was on deck. You don't know this story. We went through this already. Did we not tell?
I don't know.
Did we not?
I don't remember.
I'll stop you.
At the Laugh Factory?
At the Laugh Factory? She was walking through the crowd when you were on stage.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
She was like getting through her seat, and I'm like, can you guys let this handsome gentleman get to his seat? And she whipped her head at me because she has like this pixie haircut. She looks like a guy. And she said, I'm a girl. I said, oh, yeah, you're the kind of girl I like, the kind of girl that looks like a boy. We were fucking that night.
Hey.
Nice.
Oh, did you go to the show with anybody? Do they have to wait for you to finish?
Jeez. Was it backstage?
someone to hold her purse? Give it to her?
Don't you guys hate this thing? I can't. This is like a thing that girls do. They put their purse anywhere on chairs or stools. They'll be like, this is where I'm parking my purse. Okay? So, because my purse is more important than a human butt sit on this chair. Do you notice that about girls?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. And they want you to carry their lipstick.
I point it out every night. I'm like, excuse me, so can I, is this guy going to stay here, this purse? Can I move this? Because I want to sit.
And it's questionable as to whether or not it should be moved.
Yeah. Well, I move it. I just pick it up and put it.
They probably think you're the asshole.
Yeah, self-centered. Andy Dick. I saw you in Reality Bites last night, and I was like, that's Andy Dick. And I thought, no, it doesn't sound like Andy Dick. And I went in the credits, and there you were.
Well, I did characters, kid.
I just forgot. It didn't sound like you. Your voice sounded different.
I do characters, kid.
Okay.
Let me see if I can do that character right now.
Okay.
And this is what Cameo is about. They're like, people are, it's so fun for me. I feel like young again because people are bringing up all these old, like what you just did. Like, I forgot about that. I remember, let me see if I can remember the line. Hang
on setup, too.
Hang on. I got it. Do I look like a pirate to you? Right? Yes. It was like this weird.
It was weird.
Brooklyn. Yeah. And I dyed my hair.
Yep, it was darker.
Ben Stiller in that movie. He wanted me to play the Steve Zahn gay part.
Really?
I don't want to be a gay guy in ever. It was a mistake. There were so many mistakes I made in my career.
Yeah, that would have been really nice.
Can you do the character from Old School?
Let me see. Yeah. It's a different.
Who's hungry?
Who's hungry?
Yeah. You want me to wrap up a towel? I can give you a fresh towel. You can wrap that up and smoke it. Something like that. No, wait, is that Old School?
Old School's the blowjob.
Oh, No. I'm thinking of Road Trip. You said Tom Green. Yeah, Road Trip is Tom Green. Old School is Luke Wilson.
Yep.
Yes.
And Will Ferrell. Oh, yeah, that was Who's Hungry? Who's Hungry? I just went full out game.
I love it. That was awesome.
That was great.
Yeah. I said, fuck it.
Hey, is Ben Stiller a good guy?
He's good. I mean, he gave me my career. He made my career. Remember Ben Stiller show?
Yeah, it was
me,
great.
Me, Andy Dick, Ben Stiller. Look, I put me on top billing. Andy Dick, Ben Stiller, Bob Odenkirk, yep. And Janine Garofalo.
Four people.
Yeah, Bob Odenkirk. Better Call Saul.
Yep, he's the
four
man.
Four people.
Wasn't David a writer? David Cross? Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't Dino?
Yeah, because of me. I got him in there.
Then why? It seems like it was a perfect bridge from a lot of those people worked on SNL, including Ben Stiller, who didn't, I don't know if he turned down SNL or if he worked there for a little while and didn't like it.
He worked there for like a half a season or something. Yeah. I turned it down.
You turned it down?
Yeah.
Why?
Fear. I was very afraid to do live comedy like that. Is it? I literally was like, I can't do that. Now at 52, I actually called my agent at about when I was about 48. Said, you know, get me on now. I'm ready to go now. I wasn't ready when I was 26. I'm ready now.
You weren't doing stand up then?
I don't do stand up, kid.
I thought I keep seeing on your Twitter there's appearances at clubs.
Monologues.
Okay.
It's like more like, oh my God, I just.
But you're
like,
funny on your feet.
Remember Spalding Gray?
Spalding Gray. I know the name.
Look him up. Come up, Dumbo.
Who's Spalding Gray?
So, Spalding Gray.
A lot of blank faces.
All right, I'm looking at him.
Look it up right now. He would sit at a table and read monologues. That's more what I do. I don't read, though. I just, like, riff, like what I do with you, what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
You know, we just tell stories, and it's just as entertaining. Anyways, that guy, Spalding Gray, look him up.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me what happened. I know what happened. Tell me what happened.
Satellites, comets, let alone stars. I went to bed depressed.
It's almost like stand up, sitting down, and with you know, with some audio. And
yeah,
video
but look,
clips.
Two guys come look up, at, they say
$5,000. Just look at him. I think,
wait a minute. Look up how he died.
Drowned.
He drowned?
Suicide.
Wow. Suicide?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Jumped off a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. What?
I think he jumped off Brooklyn Bridge. But anyhow, I ran into his son while I was with my girlfriend, by the way, in Palm Springs. We were having this like 5-day vacation in Palm Springs. I ran into his Spalding Gray's son. I couldn't believe it. I said, "You don't know how much your dad means to me and how much he influenced what I do now." I'm just like a big murder. You know, and death. I'm like into like that kind of shit. Like, I'm obsessed with that kind of shit. That's all I watch.
True crime, yeah.
Dateline,
Investigation ID, Investigative Discovery.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
That's all I watch.
Oh, we can hang out, Andy.
Okay, good. But anyhow, he texted me later after we had met and hung out for like 2 hours. Said, "I think you were disrespectful and not cool, and I don't want to ever contact me again."
What?
Hey, just,
what are you talking about?
Couldn't he just ghosted you?
Yeah. Ghosted.
Yeah.
What did he explain it?
He just thought that I think I was just talking too much about his dad dying, you know? I'm like,
oh.
What? Like, don't you want to work through it? I do. I loved him. He just thought I was disrespectful, but I wasn't. I loved the guy.
Yeah, I think he should have just ghosted you.
Yeah, instead of saying all that stuff.
Well, he did.
Well, but after he threw some shade.
Well, Andy, there's so much heavy stuff going on in your life. How do we lighten you? How do you lighten things up? Or do you like all the heaviness?
You know, that's funny because somebody said that last night. My son, I'm at my baby mama's house right now, and my son is here with his girlfriend. We were hanging out last night. He was saying, "You like all this drama." Like, no, I don't. No, I like it when it's happy and fun. That's why I like you guys. If there's drama, I like to make light of it, like what we're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're great at that. I mean, you're fantastic at it. And that's what I was thinking, you know, of stand-up, because you're so funny on your feet. I just assumed you did stand-up because I see the club plugs and stuff.
But I'm just telling stories. The thing is that I'm lazy. So I'm not going to sit down
and craft 50 minutes.
No, I'm not going to. Yeah, I'm not going to perfect a joke. And it takes forever. And when I tried that when I was like 18, 19, 20, 21, and my brain got like crazy. It was crazy making for me because I was, everything was a joke. and it was driving me crazy. I had to just stop.
Yeah, you're funnier. I get that.
But what about improv, what you came up on? Would you do that?
Well, yeah, that's what I do. Oh, okay. I go on stage but I mean, with and other improvise monologues. Yeah, I'll do that too.
With a
like
troupe?
That's the other thing about my cameos is whoever's with me when I get a cameo. I already did 6 cameos today.
Wow.
No,
nice.
I'm not even...
600 bucks.
I think I just got another one. Yep. I literally just got one. One Reverend said that.
Sweet.
Want me to read it to you?
Yeah, read it to us.
As long as it's not from the Handsome Boys or whatever the hell they were.
See if we can do a cameo with us on it. Can we do that?
It's another $100.
Yeah, we need a cameo.
Please congratulate Scott on his first year as a partner and tell him how adorable his dimples are.
Mm. Aww.
Mm. Partner in what? Is this a white supremacist group?
Exactly.
What else do we know about this guy?
Now,
he could be a murderer.
How adorable his Hitler dimples are.
If only he'd have the mustache to match.
Oh, God, that mustache went out of style.
He killed that mustache.
Yeah.
Killed it.
I didn't like it. And that Joe Perry mustache where he doesn't have the Hitler part, but he has the other part,
yeah,
that's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not a good look.
We like playing your cameos from time to time just because you do put, you know, a ton of effort in. Here's just the first one that's listed.
Oh, yeah. Let me hear it.
Hi. What? Alex Lo Garasso. It's Andy Dick. Wishing you a happy holidays. Did you recognize that song? I'm not landing it.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays. Happy holidays. May the very bells come. Happy holidays.
See, by now, they're already wrapped up, and, you know, everybody's just bye-bye. But you keep going. You put some effort into it. It's great.
Dynasty.
Good
luck. Ew.
And what I love about it, too, is, like I was telling you earlier, it's like having the Andy Dick Show back, but yet I can do it wherever the fuck I am. Yeah. So I just did one. I was taking a nap, and I did one under my covers. You know, I can do them wherever I am. I can do it in my living room. I can do it on the street. I can do it in a car. It's like being employed, but just when... And I can... choose when to do them.
Yeah, but
I have 6 days.
Now you have to do background checks on all these people to make sure they're not bad people.
Yeah, you have to raise the cost. Oh, raise the price.
Like, what if someone sends, say hi to my friend The Juice. His name's OJ. Wish him a happy 2-year anniversary being out of the prison. Next thing you know, Andy Dick congratulated OJ Simpson.
Well, I would know that.
Well, okay, maybe it's a less famous murder.
But I know what you mean. No, I know.
Do you know the Juice?
Yeah.
Do you know the Juice?
No, I never met him.
I'm surprised.
But I'm saying I know what you mean. But the, I don't know.
Have you met anybody?
I just love it.
Have you met anyone real infamous that I can't think of right now?
I do know, what's the guy that lived in back of OJ's house?
Oh, Cato Kaelin.
Cato Kaelin. Yeah.
We've talked. I just got right up in his face and said, "Did he do it?" And he said, he looked at me dead on and said, "What do you think?"
Oh, that's a cop out.
Are you kidding me? No, he was basically saying, you know, he did it.
Yeah. He didn't tell us that when we had him on.
Yeah.
He can't. Like, he just can't. He can't, I guess. I don't know.
It seems like most people have pretty much come clean with their opinions on that. He knew. Give me a break, Cato.
Yeah, but he doesn't have, like, evidence or things.
No, it's true. Do you know Robert Blake or Phil Spector?
No, but you're, yeah. These people, in my opinion, are murderers.
Yes, they are.
I mean, you knew them after.
What about is in court? I really am obsessed with this kind of stuff. And in court, he was just like, he was wearing a different wig every day. And he was like shaking. And I'm like, that's like an alcoholic.
Did you hear the news story about him?
No.
Ronnie Spector's out there doing, she was doing interviews for something. I can't remember what it was.
Wait, she's still alive?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she's still performing live.
Doesn't she sing Rocking Around the Christmas Tree? Yeah. Have a happy holiday.
And be my little baby.
But she was plugging something Christmas. Great. She was plugging something Christmas related.
She must be 80.
Probably.
She's in her 70s, I think. She's on that Eddie Money song, too.
Yep.
Shaken? Is it shaken?
Yeah. But she mentioned that.
And then what's the new story? What's the new thing about her?
So someone asked her about Christmas presents, and she said Phil once drove her to go get her Christmas present, pulled up to a mansion, and there were these two little twin boys running around, and he goes, Merry Christmas, I got you twins. And that was their twins that they raised. He gave them to her as a Christmas present without asking her. It's kind of a...
Are you serious?
That's the story coming straight from Ronnie. Have you ever given somebody a kid for Christmas? Maybe they just arrived 9 months later.
Phil was pretty unpredictable.
I've given them kids, but they fell on other holidays. All of my kids are happy accidents.
Really?
Yeah, all of them.
Five? Five's a five?
Well, I have three that are mine and two that are my stepkids. And I never officially asked anybody to marry me except this girl that I'm talking about.
Oh, the Columbia girl.
The other ones, I'm like, the other ones, I like shrugged my shoulders and said, well, I guess we have to get married now that you're pregnant. That's not an official proposal.
Great proposal.
Did you literally shrug your shoulders?
Probably. Oh, I don't remember, but I'm like, because I'm like, kind of like weird and I'm not like this freak with all these different, you know, I don't do orgies, I don't have threesomes or anything. I'm like traditional. Like if you get somebody pregnant, I'll get married then.
Yeah, I guess it could be worse.
That's in the plus column.
You want them down in Mexico to get rid of that monster or whatever. I mean, that'd be worse than a marriage proposal.
I got to be quiet because one of them's right down there.
Oh, the one you did say that about.
No, they're all bastards.
Well, Andy, we're gonna look at your cameos, and thanks for picking up the phone and telling us about this latest thing. Which
you're welcome. I love talking to you guys. The cameos, by the way, there's so many that what happens is I do one. And then I have the choice. Well, first of all, they have the choice to make it public or private. Mm-hmm. And then there's two options. And they send that to me. And then I can pick, can it be public or private? Or they can just send it to me and say, this is just private. So there's a lot of them that are just private that you'll never see. I prefer those. Because I can really go nuts. Like, very hardcore.
I'm just looking at video of one. you're shaking your fists at somebody. Yeah, these look like
where do you see these? Where do you see
Slovatsky.
On Cameo.
On their website.
It's Andy Dick.
Oh, and then they just show them?
Yeah. There you go.
So can you tell, can you see, like... The number one person, like, is it Brett Barb? He's like the number one guy.
He is on the cover of their website now.
Oh, fuck him.
He charges.
I'm just kidding.
He charges $500, doesn't he?
I know. Mine's only $100.
Yeah. No, that's
$99.
And you try.
And I put effort into it. I love it. Yeah. I have one right now I have to do. Yep. So I know you guys want to go anyways.
Yeah,
so
we gotta
go do this. I will see and talk to you guys later.
All right, Andy. Great talking to you.
You're the best, Andy.
Love you guys.
Love
Happy
you too,
holidays.
Buddy.
All right,
Christmas. Same way. We'll talk to you soon, I hope. Bye-bye.
Rachel Slobotsky. Hi. It's Andy Dick. And I wanted to introduce you to
Andy.
Kenny Dripson, King of the Band.
What the fuck is he doing?
You happened to catch me in the middle of a seminar with one of my students. Oh. What are you wearing here?
This is my holiday sweater.
What is going on?
More like holiday sweater.
Is that his girlfriend from Columbia?
I think that's his ex-wife.
Even a sweater. Yeah, what is this? That's not a sweater. There's a t-shirt and this.
So he's still pretty chummy
it's
with
a
her.
It's like she has short sweater. Hair, like he was just describing about his Columbia.
Yeah,
what,
what is this? What is this, girl?
See, he's incorporating.
What would you call this?
Now that's his daughter.
This is your holiday sweater. I'm dreaming of a workout Christmas. Burn! But I do want to wish you a merry Chris Mooka. And congratulations on becoming a badass realtor. Now I'm going to go have a slight aneurysm from that. Burn!
Now he did. This was the seventh one he got while he was. So that's $700 he made today. Or
not bad.
It's a good day's work.
Yep, 30 days.
There's exciting cameo news.
Whoa! What?
This new person's joined.
Hi, my name is Billy Zane, and I'm just doing cameo.
Asshole!
I'm Batman.
Billy Zane.
Asshole. That was it. That was his intro.
Is there a cameo?
There is someone.
Billy Zane. Is there a Billy Zane cameo?
Hello, Lori. Billy Zane here.
Could you push your voice a little more?
Where's his eye makeup?
How much is Zane, Mark? How much is he?
I just want to say, in my experience, wives don't need coaching. They're pretty well baked. I don't. Life coach. Sorry. Life.
Oh, whatever. Billy Zane is $500.
Oh, my God.
I don't think he'll be doing many.
Here's one I don't understand. I do not get this.
Hey, what's up? This is Kirk Cousins, quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings.
What?
That's a good one.
I just got on Cameo and wanted to introduce myself and encourage you to send questions my way. I'm excited to interact with all of you. Skol Vikes.
I just thought he'd be busy, you know?
He's got enough
what's
money.
What's he charging?
What do you think?
$1,000?
Tommy?
500.
Mark?
A 500.
400. 400.
What's he need the money for? He just signed one of the. He's stealing money.
I know. I don't get it. I don't get it.
Seems like a nice guy, though.
His deal with Minnesota is $84
million. Yeah.
Million dollars.
He likes doing
it. He's picking up a $400 here and there, I guess.
He has fun doing it.
Well, the fans can get, you know, get a hello from Kirk Cousins for $400.
$400.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
he could do it for free if he liked, you know, if it's fun.
If Andy did 7 a day, he would make $20,000 a month.
Oh, there's a radio show on here.
Oh, no.
What's up? We're Big D and Bubba, and...
Are we really doing this?
Yeah, we're doing this, man.
I thought it was a joke.
No, this is a real deal thing. So if you want us to send you a shout-out, go ahead and book it and make it happen.
Where are they?
Like, where are they located?
Where they live? What market are they?
They're syndicated. They're like the big. Aren't they the big country music morning show?
Big D and Bub. Oh, okay.
They've been around forever.
Never heard of them.
$10.
I think they do a lot of them. I guess.
Oh, you should have gotten on, man, already. No. You could have been dominating the dojo. Merry Christmas.
So you can be up there with the likes of David Cook, who's just joined.
Who's David Cook?
From American Idol.
No, David Cook.
So
David Cook.
So other people can go through the list and go, who's this Drew asshole?
I know.
play your cameo back.
See, I'm sparing them that.
Oh, hey.
I'm sparing them the traffic.
You can't even stand listening to your message to Doug Podell from the Cub days.
No, I can't stand that. You're right.
You have people on here that you've never even heard of, like Tolga Safer just clogging up Cameo.
Who the fuck is that?
I don't know. Let's click on
it. Who the fuck is that?
He's an actor, so he says.
Andy Dick is one of the featured first line people now, by the way.
Is he?
So I think that did give him a boost.
He's really hung up on the girlfriend.
Yeah.
Find
someone else. I think
he's just lonely. You know, he's lost everyone around him.
He's always got a girlfriend, though. He's always got a girlfriend or boyfriend or both.
Yeah, I have some of them on my phone. Nude.
He put a tweet out not that long ago that said something like, "I'm sad, who wants to hang out?" And immediately people were like, "Are you okay?" Because people are more concerned with him than people going, "Yo, let's fucking hang out and party." Anyway, that was nice of him to pick up. I like him.
I love him.
Enjoys his time with you.
He does have his drama.
Yeah, but like he said, he likes to take serious things and just laugh at them.
He's a man of my heart, true crime. It's funny. I've been watching Investigative Discovery a lot. Oh, by the way, the load guy, his name is...
Oh, you know his
somebody
name
emailed
now.
Me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm excited.
We broke down the load? I got sun? One. This is the sun.
Gross.
Shoot.
Isolate that part, Brandon. Tom saying that.
Oh, God.
What?
Man. This was days ago. This is going to be hard to find.
Oh. Have you seen... I'll just change the subject then. Have you seen the new sign in front of the Fillmore?
Yeah, the F.
Yeah, I did.
People are not happy about it.
I don't like the F. Well,
I like the marquee. How can they put up what the show is or what's coming?
I don't know. But I liked seeing the old school marquee.
Always liked the old school.
What a pain in the ass it must have been to change it.
F.
Yeah, it's just a giant F.
Well, you could change it like the Fox did. It's digital, but it's still a marquee.
It looks like part of it is missing. It looks like there's more of the sign that needs to go up.
There's more to come.
Yes, that's what it looks like to me.
Yeah, see this a little.
Oh, ID load question. Back in jail. Here he is. His name's Kevin Kine, Kyne. What a load! This is the son who called 911 first and said, "My stepfather's trying to kill me. And he just killed my mother." And the truth, and then...
And the mother
then
called.
Like, yeah, then, no, then he, the father called and said, "My stepson just killed my wife!"
Here he is. Oh my God,
what
look
a total
this.
Load.
He is the biggest load.
And here he is, thinned out.
Yeah, that's why he was found not guilty, because he lost the weight, and he addressed the jury.
He doesn't look that different. He still looks like a load.
Yeah, but now he's got glasses and a tie.
Oh,
and a little
fuck
light.
Him.
He's got the blue shirt light. On.
He's
the blue
back,
shirt,
he's
obviously
back.
A friendly look, the blue.
He's back in jail, by the way.
Good.
He was arrested, charged with felony battery. Community is safer now with him behind bars.
What a piece of shit he is.
What a load.
Diane Kine was found strangled in her bedroom August 2010. The only people at the home were her husband and their son, Kevin Kine. They both called 911, both accused the other of murder. Kevin Kine was arrested in 2010, released as the investigation continued. He was arrested again in 2011 after a grand jury indicted him. A jury found him guilty. He was sentenced to life in prison. 2 years later, an appellate court granted him a new trial. The second jury found him not guilty. Because he lost weight and he looked at the jury. Well, Kevin has blamed his mother's death and stepfather. The attorney's office said they're confident they put the right Kine on trial. The incident took place at 9:30 p.m. Deputies said Kevin Kine got in an argument with a man at Soft Tails Eatery and Pub. Kevin struck him with a triangle rack, according to the arrest report, and grabbed his shirt, causing it to tear. The incident was caught on video surveillance.
Shooting pool.
During his trials, prosecutors argued that his mother wanted to kick him out of the house before her death. After his release, he created a GoFundMe using the name Kevin Karakash to raise money to restart his life. Asshole!
Did he make
it? I'm starting
money?
To hate GoFundMe. He said he had nothing to his name because all of his property was destroyed by his stepfather. So far, he's raised $780 of his $5,000 goal. I never would have thought my mother, my best friend, would have left my life at such a young age, let alone be murdered
by me.
You killed her, you dick. He wrote on his GoFundMe page. On top of that, I never would have thought that I would be framed for a murder and my life turned upside down.
Really? Just look in the mirror because you look like that kind of person. That's cool. Nice letting him out.
Nice job, jury.
Ball brawl.
Way to go, jury. So he sailed along before he murders someone else.
Ugh.
All right, Brandon, what are we, 2.5 in?
Yeah.
Oh, you want this week in Soft Rock?
Oh, this week in Soft
Rock.
We're doing? Okay.
We don't have to. We could skip it.
No, we should.
Have you already read it?
Because no, I haven't read it.
It's a lot of work.
If he read it, though, I wouldn't want him to do it because he'd already have read it.
I just opened it up.
All right, here we go.
Well, Matt does all the writing, and Tom just reads it. What happened this week in Soft Rock and other genres of
music and everything else.
All righty. Let's start it off in November 29th of 1960. Paul McCartney and Pete Best deported from West Germany after being arrested on suspicion of arson. The hotel room they were staying in mysteriously caught fire. Did you know that, Drew?
I'm not sure, but I think there's more to come.
Well, if it was just him and John Lennon, of course, arson would not be what they would be on suspicion for. Sorry, that was a bad joke. It's a little whack. No.
Sorry.
Well, Matt does all the writing, and Tom just reads it.
I ruined the joke, by the way.
This week in soft rock and other genres of music.
The way Matt wanted me to read it was, sorry, that joke, pound for pound, was a little whack.
Hey!
Okay.
Hey!
Hey, how you doing?
Well, Matt does all the writing, and Tom just reads it. What happened this week?
Okay, we go to 1971, and it's our favorite movie from television. Brian Song debuted, of course, on ABC. I know it's not soft rock, per se.
Remember when you had those mashed potatoes?
Over there by the pig pen.
Just wanted to...
It did have the Brian Song theme, which
it did.
Was...
It did have the, it had the piano.
Da-na-na-na-na.
Who gives a fuck?
It's pretty soft.
It was. It was very soft.
Na-na-na-na-na.
There it is.
There's a faster version, too, for the happier parts of the movie. We used to have all three versions.
The happier version.
Yes.
The happier. When they were running and just, you know, having a good time. Running in the fields together.
You know, remember Brian Piccolo for how he lived. Or for how he died. Remember for how he lived. And he did live.
Well, you're a good Jack
Ward. Who gives a fuck?
Thank you.
All right, we move on to the 1970s. We go to 1975 and December 1st.
There's nothing more to add? It was just on this day?
Yeah, it was just an on this day.
Okay. Okay. Hmm.
Brandon did play the mashed potatoes joke, so
okay,
that was that.
All right,
joke?
Not really. December 1st, the Bette
Midler. Well, I got that 5/8 feeling. So please, Tom, tell us what happened today in soft rock.
All right, on December 1st of 1975, Bette Midler celebrates her 30th birthday with an emergency appendectomy, and she chose to skip the rhinoplasty, I guess.
Hey!
Okay, let's just continue here. 1970.
Well, Matt does all the writing, and Tom just reads it. What happened this week in soft rock and other genres of music?
Hey, we go back to our good old friend Neil Diamond. We go to 1979, December 2nd.
We're moving forward chronology wise.
Neil Diamond and Barbara Streisand. You remember the song, You Don't Bring Me Flowers. Became a huge hit.
Yeah.
How about this? You know how it became a huge hit?
No.
A radio station engineer had spliced together Neil's version with Barbara's rendition, and they added it to their playlist. When Diamond got wind of it, he decided to re-record the song with Babs, and it went straight to number one.
Wow, that's a powerful story.
That's something. We tried to track down that radio station engineer for comment, but alas, we came up with nothing. We do assume, however, that he and his husband are doing just fine. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Well, Matt does all the writing, and Tom just reads
it.
What happened this week?
I can read it.
Another genre is it.
Okay, and we're going okay, we go to December 4th of, well, it looks like we're going up into the 80s now, 1988.
Oh, all right.
Wow. All right.
See how it gains momentum as you go up in the years?
The great Roy Orbison played his second to final gig when he appeared at the Front Row Theater.
His penultimate gig.
Yep, in the Cleveland suburb of Highland Heights. Orbison died, of course, of a heart attack just 2 days later.
Cleveland!
Drew, did you know his actual final gig was earlier this year where he was an actual hologram? Did you see that?
Yeah, I remember Gary Graff went to the show.
Yeah.
We talked to him about it.
It was what Trump would call a total failure.
Well, I got that 5/8 feeling. So please, Tom, tell us what happened today.
I can't read it. There's no words on it. What are you laughing at?
And finally, in 2008.
Nothing from the 90s?
I just did a
90s. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Go back to the 90s. Well, that was
88. Orbison was 88. It
was 88. There was nothing in the 90s at this, okay, at this moment.
Nothing in soft rock this week.
Soft rock. But we go to 2008, December the 5th.
The lost decade for soft rock.
It is. It was. Boy George. You know him as George O'Dowd, of course. We talked about
no,
him a couple of weeks ago.
I know him as Boy George.
Well, of course.
I just added that, by the way. He didn't write that. I didn't want to ruin Matt's thing. I wrecked Matt's read. The flamboyant former frontman.
He can't get his penis hard, okay, no matter how much he tries.
He was convicted of falsely imprisoning his male escort friend, Otis Carlson. Did you know that?
I remember that story.
Better known as Man Otto.
Correct. Man Otto. He was allegedly handcuffed to a wall hook at the singer's East London apartment. Did you know that?
I remember that. Yeah, I do.
Prosecutor said Boy George was convicted because he really did not want to hurt him, and he really did not want to make him cry.
Very good.
And then Matt had a note we wanted me. Say? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to talk over the drops.
Yeah,
well,
since when?
I really don't want to. And
time just as you were.
What happened this week in soft rock and other genres of music.
By the way, Matt wanted me to read this. May I?
Oh,
this
is
a little bit off of the soft rock thing, but it's very soft.
Is this going to be serious?
It is soft and serious. Soft Magazine wanted me to
mention this.
Boy
T-Man's ready to step up to the mic. Sounds like it's time for a
shout-out.
He wanted me to read this.
It's Trent your Tucker. Birthday. You're a celebrity.
Dan Kittle's birthday. Dan Kittle's birthday.
Friend of the show. You're related. You're not related. He just met you.
Dan Kittle's is our number one sales guy over at Zot. It's his birthday today. He's 50 today. Congrats. That's not
your boy T-Maz ready to step up to the mic. Sounds like it's time for a
shout out.
He sold a car. It's your
birthday. Happy birthday to him.
Okay.
I don't care.
Okay.
Was that what Matt wanted you
no,
to say?
No, he wanted me to say this. And look, in just over a little over a week, Killer's Christmas will take place at the Lodge in Keego
That's
Harbor.
That's true.
Yes.
December 13th.
Can we play the outro over this, by the way?
This next. Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Would you like me to wait?
No. Oh, the Hall Financial Hotline shut. You know, I didn't even announce the Hall Financial Hotline was open, did I?
You should.
For Dan
open
Wetzel?
Open and close it, then.
Or Andy Dick. Oh, my God, the Hall Financial Hotline.
You originally
was,
opened it for it Gary Hoey.
Yeah, it did open.
Wow.
You got thrown by Ho Ho Hoey.
I guess so. Click the link. Fill out the online form. Hall Financial will get back to you pronto if you want to refi, or maybe you want to originate a new loan, or you want to shorten the length of your current loan. Whatever it is you want to do, get money out of your house. Hall Financial could do it for you in their five-star style. And now Matt.
Excellent.
Matt's
Don't
note.
Forget, Matt wanted me to mention to everyone December 13th, Killer's Christmas at the Lodge in Keego Harbor. And make sure all the great celebs and fun people are going to be there. But more importantly, the people that won't be there, the tens of thousands of children that need our help. So when you head on out, remember, you aren't just having a great night with some fun people. You're also making a difference. You're making a difference in these kids' lives. You're making a difference in the community. As Matt Riley said, you don't need to give a fortune. If everyone just gives a little, we'd all have a lot. So when you give, know that every dollar, big or small, makes a difference. You're exactly what we need in this world, and we thank you for it. Happy holidays from what? Soft Magazine.
Oh, thank you, Soft Magazine. That was from the editor of Soft Magazine, Matt Jennings, I believe.
Matt Jennings.
Why did Matt Riley get so much shit on Facebook?
Why is he getting shit?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know. He was plugging a charity that's the Killer's charity, which has brought in close to $1 million.
Probably because it's Facebook. Yeah.
Probably. And that's what I said.
Maybe
that I
didn't even see it.
Someone sent Matt a screenshot. I was like, why didn't they send you a screenshot? Anyway,
it's even
we
worse.
We didn't get into all that.
Look at all these shitty things people are saying about you.
You know what we forgot to talk about? Seattle's getting an NHL team.
It's not a sports podcast.
I think this should be called The Needlers.
All your boy T-Maz ready to step up to the mic. Sounds like it's time for a...
Social media and Twitter's what's destroying this country anyway.
I agree.